The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square, through the foam in his mustache, his voice filled the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of thrills. It's a way of life settles in your soul. In your soul, in your soul. A century of dreams haunted the loggers and the cowboys. Double crossed by Old Sac and Salem. They cursed rough roads, hauling their loads, but they did their best to deliver.
How's school, son?
Okay.
Just okay?
Yeah, Mom. I'm the smartest kid in the world. Now, can I borrow the car keys?
No, what happened?
There was some drama in the parking lot. Someone backed into my buddy's car. I'm meeting him at Mako.
Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Now, did you call ahead and make an appointment at 530-226-0992?
Yep.
You are my smartest child.
Mom, I'm your only child.
Uh-oh. Better call Mako. Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call for your free estimate at 530-226-0992.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Dean Honda checks in with the revelation that she has that cancer. We'll take a look at those celebrity cancers. 877-726-8255. Lots more information. A new innovative therapy for constipation. It's a little bit like swallowing Mexican jumping beans. Think that'll work? 877-726-8255. All right. California, the state that I'm from, has undergone tremendous changes in the, 50 or so years that I've been away from California. I came east to go to college in New York and stayed, but California has transformed itself, and it's on the bleeding edge of innovation. Many of my classmates don't like what's happened in California. Lots of changes, and one of their latest innovations is a new bill to discipline doctors for purveying what is termed misinformation or disinformation. Take your pick. And this is kind of a curious new bill. It's called Assembly Bill 2098, and I have a copy of the bill in front of me. It says, for the purposes of this section, the following definition shall apply. Disinformation means misinformation that the licensee, in other words, the doctor, deliberately disseminated with malicious intent or an intent to mislead. Disseminate means the conveyance of information from the licensee to a patient under the licensee's care in the form of treatment or advice. Misinformation means false information that is contradicted by contemporary scientific consensus. So, I say, why pick on just doctors? What about a bill to discipline politicians who disseminate COVID misinformation. Because what about misinformation like we should all be masking outdoors because COVID is highly contagious in the open air? Or how about use plexiglass partitions to stop the spread? That didn't work out very well, except for the plexiglass industry. Or this one, when receiving packages, leave them outside for 48 hours and then swab them down with disinfectant. Disinfect surfaces to stop the spread. Wash your hands frequently, because that's one of the ways that COVID it travels. Or how about this one? Remdesivir is a very effective drug for COVID. Or, and this is one of the fundamental pieces of misinformation that dogged us in the early phases of the pandemic, the vaccinated cannot transmit COVID. It's a pandemic of the unvaccinated. If you're vaccinated, the vaccine will prevent you from getting COVID. Or this one, children are highly vulnerable to severe COVID. Or kids are a major source of COVID spread. It turns out not. Mostly community acquired. They get it more from their parents. And the government is not exaggerating COVID deaths. Well, it turns out that many people who died of other proximate causes happen to have COVID, but they're counted as COVID deaths. And the Wuhan lab leak hypothesis is just a conspiracy theory. Well, now it turns out that it's fairly plausible, although it remains controversial, but there's a lot of top scientists who believe that the virus in its present form could not have developed from an animal source. It has features that look like they were bioengineered. And finally, vitamins and supplements are worthless against COVID. Isn't that a form of misinformation, now that we know that your nutrient status, diet, levels of zinc and vitamin D, omega-3 fatty acids may have a lot to do with your outcome if you come down with COVID? So how are you going to determine what is misinformation or disinformation? There's an article here in Reason magazine. California tries to make it illegal for doctors to spread COVID-19 misinformation. They say that if the bill is signed by Governor Gavin Newsom, as it's likely to be, because he's all in on this, it should face a First Amendment challenge. So when you talk about free speech, doctors really aren't entitled to free speech because they're licensees. They actually are licensed and supervised by boards, medical boards, which determine their content. So they can't say anything that they want to say. And there got to be limits on what doctors say to patients and what doctors do to patients, because sometimes doctors do wackadoodle things to their patients. But when it comes to unsettled science, like many of the facts around COVID and vaccines and medications and therapies for COVID, there remains a lot of wiggle room because, well, science is never quite settled. There's always a back and forth, and science is continually evolving. And so what may be today's misinformation or disinformation may be tomorrow's truth. So how are we going to put into effect a bill that outlaws spreading COVID-19 misinformation? In the article in Reason, it says science is a deliberative process, and medical professionals need to be allowed to dissent from mainstream orthodoxies and challenge dominant perspectives. Patients deserve expert care, but it's unreasonable for the government to compel ideological conformity in this field. And besides, the Reason article continues, the state has no particular aptitude for discerning what constitutes genuine misinformation. We've demonstrated that again and again, because the CDC and the NIH and the White House have continually flip-flopped on important issues related to COVID. So the folks at Reason think that this bill violates the First Amendment. Yeah, governments have the power to regulate medical care, but the compelled speech component of AB 2098 would probably perturb the Supreme Court. So expect, if the bill is indeed signed by Governor Gavin Newsom, as it is likely to be, expect a flurry of challenges which ultimately may culminate at the level of the Supreme Court. And hopefully other states won't follow suit, say, hey, I love that California innovation. They're ahead of the curve. We ought to be doing that too. That would be an unfortunate consequence of Assembly Bill AB 2098. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes. The number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear. X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research. Among them, several stand out for their cardio health support, Cardio Triplex, Clinical Cardio 6, Natokinase, and Ubiquinol. Each of these products takes its own unique approach to cellular energy production, maintaining normal blood fluidity, healthy immune response to normal biological stress, and maintaining blood pressure already within the healthy range. They're available from healthcare practitioners, and they're available to you at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance for more information and to order.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. During the Big Cottonwood Cruise on Friday, September 9th, enjoy a barbecue fundraiser for the museum. It's 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Old Cottonwood Firehouse on Brush Street. Then enjoy the car show on Saturday the 10th. And come to the pancake breakfast at 6 a.m., followed by the barbecue right up to 8 p.m. Support the Cottonwood community and the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. And thanks for your support.
October. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Getting a new ride is fun. Shopping online for a new car, not so much. Stop doing the same car search over and over again on multiple sites and try Autotempest.com. See all the cars with one easy search. Our powerful search engine scours all the top car shopping sites, giving you instant results so you can easily browse all the listings with one search. Whether a dream ride, a family hauler, or a work truck, let us help you find your next ride. Autotempest.com. All the cars, one search.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255. And I hope you're enjoying new content today because we're here. We're in the studio sharing vital health information with you. 877-726-8255 is a number if you want to call during the program, but it's also available to you 24/7, 365, and you can record a question, as did this individual. Let's hear it.
Hey, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, calling from Prescott Valley, Arizona. I would like to know what your opinion is about infusion, vitamin infusion, pre-COVID and post-COVID to boost the immune system. Thank you so much.
Okay. You know, that's a great question. And there's no question that certain nutrients can have a positive effect on COVID. So I have been in the business of providing intravenous nutrition to patients with various health conditions. And, you know, whenever I had a cold, I would take an IV, or patients would come in with conditions like hepatitis or mononucleosis or chronic fatigue syndrome, which is thought to be a viral origin, sometimes referred to as chronic Epstein-Barr. We would give them intravenous treatments with high-dose vitamin C and other nutrients. So, yeah, that could be helpful. And I'm particularly excited about the potential for intravenous glutathione in patients who have COVID, because COVID infections deplete glutathione. And glutathione is the body's premier antioxidant. And so you can take oral NAC, but even better is to take intravenous glutathione at a time when you have COVID. And Joe Rogan actually talks about this. When he got COVID, he took a bunch of what some people term speculative treatments, ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, vitamin infusions, and he breezed through the condition. Well, he might have done fine without all of that rigmarole, but nonetheless, it highlighted the role that intravenous nutrition can play for COVID. A little bit of a concern. You know, you can't throw the kitchen sink at viral infections. There's a little bit of a concerning story in the British medical journal, BMJ. High folic acid supplementation associated with higher rates of COVID-19 infections and mortality, according to a study. It appears that sometimes too much of a good thing could be bad. Some research has shown that the SARS-CoV-2 virus hijacks the host's folate for viral replication. In other words, folate might feed the virus and make it proliferate. So they actually found that individuals who took very high doses of folic acid, and this is sometimes the case in people who have rheumatological conditions. They take methotrexate, and then they take some high-dose folic acid to counteract the adverse effects of the methotrexate, which is a folate blocker. And for some reason, those folks had more serious outcomes with COVID. So, you know, The concern is that some people take a very high dose folic acid for, say they have an MTHFR mutation, and it's recognized that people need more folic acid, or they have a high homocysteine, they take high dose folic acid supplements with B12 and B6. Maybe, just maybe, that could be bad. It's not clear. It's not definitive yet. It's a preliminary study. They need more research. So you can't throw the kitchen sink with vitamins at COVID. You have to be selective. So there you have it. And while we're talking about supplements for the immune system, yeah, well, you've heard me talk about my preferred fish oil brand, Vital Nutrients, which offers a line of 11 ultra-pure omega-3 solutions. You can always find something that works for you there. Well, I'm happy to report that they also offer a great line of premium quality, clinically relevant, professional-grade products which help support optimal immune function, including quercetin, the aforementioned NAC, Viracon, which is a great combination, and Allerc. Quercetin supports healthy sinus and respiratory function. NAC delivers antioxidant support. Viracon is a unique herbal formulation for comprehensive immune system support, and Allerc provides respiratory, histamine, and sinus support. I'm so impressed with these products that I threw in my suitcase and took them with me on my recent trip to Iceland. Fortunately, I didn't have to use them. For more information and order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co. Vital Nutrients products are formulated by healthcare professionals utilizing peer-reviewed research. Bioavailable and bioactive ingredients in therapeutic doses. I take them and use them in my practice. Just go to vitalnutrients.co. It's not .com. Vitalnutrients.co and check them out. Okay, this item. If you have osteoarthritis, especially of the knees, well, there's a lot of proposed treatments. You could take glucosamine. You can take curcumin, essential fatty acids. But an important way to ameliorate your osteoarthritis of the knee is simply to lose some weight. Declines in body mass index were linked with slower worsening of knee osteoarthritis. And it doesn't have to do just with gravity, because, yeah, more weight puts more pressure in the knees, but excess body fat is pro-inflammatory. So what they found is that with each 1 unit decrease in body mass index, it was associated with an almost 5% reduction in the odds of the incidence and progression of knee osteoarthritis. So, yeah, simple, practical way to deal with it. Optimize your weight. 877-726-8255. Our number, I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this, or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You've heard me talk about my preferred fish oil brand, Vital Nutrients. I'm happy to report that they also offer a great line of premium quality, clinically relevant, professional-grade products, which help support optimal immune function, including quercetin, NAC, Viracon, and Allerc. I like them so much I took them with me on my recent trip to Iceland. For more information and to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co. I use them myself and in my practice. Just go to vitalnutrients.co. If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flava Naturals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain function, heart health, and full body performance. But You'd have to eat 5 or more ordinary bars a day to get those benefits. Flavonatrol's chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of a typical dark chocolate bar. I use it every day. For more information and to order, just go to flavonatrols.com. That's flavonatrols.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this fall. Get a jump start on being transfer ready or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree. Our fall semester offers flexible class times and formats with online and more in-person offerings. Plan your tomorrow today by enrolling at Shasta College. Fall semester classes begin August 15th. Achieve more. Earn more. Shasta College. www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll online today.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255, our number. And big news this week, a new Omicron-specific booster has just been approved. And White House officials are urging Americans to take it this fall in anticipation of a surge with cold weather and people going indoors. They expect potentially that there will be more outbreaks of COVID and potentially more dangerous variants emerging. Who knows? They're attempting to piggyback this on annual efforts to get people to take the flu shot. The flu shot, which has been, frankly, a little bit of a disappointment from year to year. Its efficacy varies from the teens to maybe as high as 40%, but it's not exactly a slam dunk. But at least it gets people in the habit of queuing up for an annual shot for the very self-same thing that they got a shot a year ago for. So they're hoping to make the COVID shot an annual or semi-annual routine for virtually everyone. So they're trying to piggyback it on the flu shot. But the likelihood of acceptance of the booster, I think, is going to be low, because people have lost confidence in the pronouncements of the CDC and the White House and the NIH and folks like Dr. Fauci, because there's some real disappointments. It turns out that, yes, the vaccine has side effects, and no, the vaccine is not entirely protective, hence the need for a new souped-up Omicron-specific vaccine. And also there's some concern about the lack of testing of the new vaccine. Normally, vaccines go through very thorough rounds of testing, sometimes lasting for years, but because this is an emergency, this is an emergency use authorization approval, which is kind of a novel thing when it comes to vaccines. Vaccines generally are either not approved or approved. This is an EUA, an emergency use authorization, to streamline the production and distribution of vaccines against COVID. And so the new Omicron vaccine will essentially not be tested on humans. There have been just a very, very few animal trials that look at the new formulation. But the thought is, the rationale for not doing extensive human testing is the self-same rationale for the flu shot. The flu shot is something that we've used for a long time. It's tried and true, and we have to modify it every year. And so it would be a big waste of time if we had to go through a big round of testing, because by the time we went through a big round of testing, the flu would have mutated and the vaccine would be obsolete. So what they're saying is, it's just basically the same COVID vaccine, the mRNA technology that we've been using, which we've essentially proven is quite safe, although sometimes it's not so safe, and it's very effective, except when it's not effective. And so we're just going to grandfather the approval. The approval was for the original vaccine using mRNA, made by Pfizer and Moderna. And by the way, Moderna is suing Pfizer for patent infringement, and that could get ugly as that proceeds. That case may take years, but Moderna is saying that Pfizer ripped off their mRNA technology, and they're suing for, oh, God knows, you know, hundreds of millions, maybe up to billions of dollars in damages. And people are experiencing vaccine fatigue and loss of confidence. The acceptance rate for the long-awaited kitty vaccine, the vaccine approved for little tiny tots recently, is in the low single digits. And maybe there'll be a little more acceptance of that as kids go back to school this fall. But I don't expect that there's going to be a big, big uptake of vaccines for kids. Only about a third of kids are vaccinated, the older kids. And when it comes to younger kids, parents are leery of the vaccine for their toddlers. So as the new vaccine gets rolled out, the government has purchased 170 million doses of the vaccine, but this is the last time you'll be able to get a free vaccine. The way that the vaccines are going to work is pretty much like every other vaccine you get. You have to file for insurance reimbursement, but you're not going to be able to just go to a place, stick out your arm, get a shot without any paperwork. It's going to now become more like a conventional vaccine, which is not made freely available to all and sundry. So there you have it, you know. And my advice is, you know, let's wait and see. Will there be a surge? Will the vaccine be successful at preventing new forms of COVID, new Omicron variants, as they mutate and morph this fall and winter? And ultimately, will it be proven safe because of some concerns about vaccine administration, especially in, for some reason, in younger men? a disturbing incidence of myocarditis in the very self-same population that's likely to survive COVID, do pretty well. Younger guys, pretty healthy, but for some reason more vulnerable to adverse effects of the mRNA shots. 877-726-8255, our number. And there's an interesting new approach to constipation. Constipation, big problem. If you don't think it is, just visit your local drugstore, pharmacy. Entire aisles are devoted to laxative products. A lot of people suffering from constipation, particularly as they are older, more of a female predominance of that problem. And the FDA has just approved a new treatment. It's a novel treatment. It's kind of like a Mexican jumping bean. It's a vibrating oral capsule for constipation. It's called the drug-free vibrant system. It's not a drug. It's just a capsule that kind of shakes around inside you and stimulates your intestine. It's thought to enhance colonic motility by augmenting the biological clock via mechanical stimulation of the colon. What happens if you take it and you don't feel good? Well, you actually get an external controller. You can transmit, I guess via Bluetooth, to this device. And it's going to be available early next year in select states, with gradual expansion nationally after that. Nearly twice as many patients treated with the vibrating capsule had at least one additional complete spontaneous bowel movement each week versus a placebo group. Twice as many patients on the vibrant system had at least two additional complete bowel movements each week compared with the control. So it's not 100% effective, but somewhat effective. Adverse events with the vibrating capsule weren't that frequent. A couple of patients in the study reported diarrhea. Concern is, you know, what if it gets stuck? Well, apparently not, according to the preliminary trials. So for those with chronic refractory constipation, you know, there are drugs available. There are over-the-counter laxatives. There are dietary measures. Exercise for sure helps. But now there's another drug-free alternative. It's the vibrant system for treatment of constipation. 877-726-8255, our number. And as you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system. I found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep. It's a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences. Had a little trouble sleeping the other night. I took some, and, man, it really helped. Now I'm excited about a new natural wellness line from Plus CBD, CBD Calm and CBD Sleep. CBD Calm helps ease tension, soothe irritability, and contributes to a greater sense of contentment through a blend of Plus CBD's award-winning full-spectrum CBD, plus L-theanine and 5-HTP. Now, CBD Sleep, which is what I took, aids occasional sleeplessness with CBD plus melatonin, as well as soothing magnolia bark extract and relaxing lemon balm, so you can get the rest you need and wake up alert and focused. Both products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more or to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. Sounds like a good deal. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. 877-726-8255 is our number. And if you're a Yankee fan, as I am, you may have been dismayed by this headline last week. Yankees' Aroldis Chapman placed on IL, the injured list, with leg infection. What's up with that? I mean, he's the Yankees' fireball pitcher, routinely delivers pitches over 100 miles an hour, When he came on in prior seasons, Yankee Stadium would light up with fire on the billboards. And it was a great moment because he would shut the opposing team down. They would look at these fastballs and they have no idea what to do with them. But this year, he's been kind of erratic. And he's blown a lot of saves. And now he's got a leg infection. What's up with that? How do you get that? We got it from a tattoo. He's a highly tattooed guy. Decided to get a leg tattoo. And he's now on the injured list because of an infection in his leg caused by a recent tattoo. So some Yankee fans are saying, hey, so much the better because the way he's been throwing the ball lately, he's better off on the injured list. Keep him away from the mound. But it does highlight the potential adverse effects of tattoo. You know, the lower extremity has poorer circulation than upper extremities. And you get an injury or infection in your lower leg. Some of you know how hard it is to overcome that. And probably not the greatest idea to get a lot of tattoos on your lower extremities. I mean, yeah, maybe on the shoulder. Okay. But, man, dumb move by Yankees pitcher Aroldis Chapman. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine. What do you picture when you think of aging well? Daily energy and vitality, a healthy sex life, maintaining your ability to heal and regenerate? Berkeley Life is dedicated to making these visions a reality. Their supplement supports nitric oxide levels, a foundational molecule supporting a healthy cardiovascular and circulatory system. It's never too early to start aging well. Head to agewellbl.com/Hoffman and use offer code Hoffman for 10% off your first order and free shipping. That's agewellbl.com/Hoffman for Berkeley Life nitric oxide support supplements.
New look, same trusted formulas. As part of Wakanaga of America's 50th anniversary, their flagship product, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, has a new look. The new packaging clearly communicates each formula's unique characteristics and benefits at a glance. The added QR code allows consumers to scan for more info. Aged garlic extract has been shown to support optimal cardiovascular health, including blood pressure and cholesterol, immune function, and more. It is organically grown. And AGE is the most researched garlic supplement on the market, with over 900 scientific papers from prestigious universities and research institutes around the world. There is also a new, vegan-friendly version of Kyolic's original cardiovascular formula. Visit Kyolic.com for more information about Kyolic's quality supplements to support your healthy lifestyle. That's K-Y-O-L-I-C.com. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract supplements are available at natural health retailers nationwide and online.
Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s EPA and DHA that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health, as well as your inflammatory balance. My preferred fish oil brand is Vital Nutrients, offering a line of 11 ultra-pure omega-3 solutions, including a nutrient-dense vegan option. I use Vital Nutrients myself and recommend it to my patients. For more information and to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co for the Vital Nutrients line of ultra-pure omega-3 solutions.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
Hey, it's time for the Iron Soldier Ride again. I'm Rob Burrows from Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. The Iron Soldier Ride is Sunday, October 2nd. This tradition, started by Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo, is proudly carried on by California Custom Trailers, Power Sports, and Marine on Twin View Boulevard in Redding. To be a sponsor of this fun event, call 530-275-7300. Riders, registration is in the store only. All motorcycles are welcome. $40 registration in advance. 45 day of, you get t-shirt guaranteed on the day of the event, plus scenic ride, swag, lunch, games, and prizes. Register in person today. Learn more about the registration or sponsorship at 530-275-7300. All proceeds provide holiday meals for military families and post 9/11 veterans in need, as well as care packages for our troops. Sign up today at California Custom, 1936 Twin View Boulevard. Call today, 530-275-7300.
To tackle a home project. With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Shopping for cars online is slow. Checking all those different sites one by one, Auto Tempest doesn't like slow. That's why we sponsor NASCAR driver Chris Buescher in the number 17 Ford Mustang. It's also why we created a powerful search engine that will scour all the top car shopping sites, letting you search used car listings from across the internet in one search. Why waste time searching each site separately? Use Auto Tempest instead. Find all the cars. AutoTempest.com. All the cars, one search.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Yeah, it's a good idea to subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast because I don't listen to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast because I do it, but I like to listen to podcasts these days because, you know, just kind of, you know, doom scrolling on Twitter and Facebook. Although you occasionally can glean some information, or listening to cable news 24/7, it just gets you all riled up. And so I like to, these days when I'm taking a walk, when I'm walking to work, or when I'm in the car, listen to a podcast and, you know, get some information. So check out drhoffman.com or go to Apple Podcasts or Stitcher, wherever you get your podcasts, and subscribe and listen to it in your leisure time. Maybe you're cooking or cleaning the apartment. Learn something while you work. 877-726-8255, our number. By the way, also there's an email for questions for our popular Q&A with Layla podcast every week, wherein we answer listener questions. Just simply send your questions via email to questions@drhoffman.net. But you can call now, 877-726-8255, or you can call and record a question, as did this individual. Let's hear it.
Yes. Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I wanted to know, I was diagnosed with gastritis, and if there's a natural protocol for that. Also, the doctor wanted me to take Xylements. Is that safe, and is there a natural remedy for dry mouth? Thank you.
Okay. So, you know, when it comes to gastritis, I mean, first thing that I ask patients and listeners to Intelligent Medicine is to evaluate the supplements you take, because, you know, you hear about all the benefits of different supplements and you take a ton of them, you can actually irritate your stomach. So sometimes you need to take a little bit of a holiday from all the supplements you're taking. Then there's diet. Certain types of foods can have an irritant effect. So we put people on elimination diet. It doesn't necessarily mean just eat bland food, but eliminate some of the major culprits, coffee, alcohol, some foods that may cause irritation. Avoid non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs and aspirin. Yeah, it doesn't make sense to be taking those because those definitely will erode your stomach. And My favorite thing for dealing with stomach problems as a supplement is DGL. It's deglycerinated licorice. You don't want to take just plain licorice because it'll raise your blood pressure, but the DGL has the part of the licorice removed that will raise your blood pressure and potentially dangerously lower your potassium. So you can get pseudoaldosteronism from taking too much licorice, but the DGL is fine. Soothes the stomach. You can suck on the lozenges all day long. And the sugar-free kind don't add a lot of calories, so you can do 8, 10, 12 a day if you want. Just suck on them, and they will soothe your stomach. Also, a product that I like is Endefin, E-N-D-E-F-E-N. It's available in full script, and it's a powder that you dissolve in water. And it contains some DGL, but other things like marshmallow root that have a demulcent effect and soothe the irritated mucosa. Aloe vera juice or gel can be helpful. You want to take the kind that's additive-free. When it comes to dry mouth, my favorite product is a product called Rain, which is available from the folks who make Clear. That's the nasal spray and the spry gum that we like. Rain is kind of lubricating for the mouth and moisturizing, but it also contains xylitol. A lot of people develop terrible dental problems from a dry mouth. It may be due to medication. It may be due to radiation. Perhaps they've had oral cancer, and so their salivary glands aren't lubricating their mouth and gums, and they get terrible gum recession, periodontal disease, and bacteria proliferate in that environment, and the xylitol has an antibacterial effect. So it's a great combination. It's a product is called Rain. It's not available in your local drugstore. You can order it online from the folks at Clear, XLEAR.com. So there you have it. All right. Emotional support animals. I've been to public places and conferences, and I see people with emotional support animals. And I usually don't make a big deal, but sometimes, you know, I'm curious and ask a question, you know, what sort of emotional support animal do you have? What are they designed to do? And they can do amazing things. They can predict whether you are having low blood sugar. They can be helpful for PTSD because they're very comforting. Occasionally, a patient will come to my office with an emotional support animal, and it's always lovely because the animals are so well-trained. They just curl up under my desk and mind their own business while the patient talks to me. But there's a new emotional support alligators attracting a lot of attention on TikTok. Wally Gator. He's an alligator. He's an emotional support alligator for an individual named Joy Henney, who is currently undergoing radiation for prostate cancer. Imagine that on a plane. Wow. If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flavonatrol's performance chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain function, heart health, and full body performance. But you'd have to eat 5 or more ordinary bars a day to get those benefits. Flavonatrol's chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of a typical dark chocolate bar. I use it every day. For more information and to order, just go to Flavonatrol's.com. That's Flavonatrol's.com. What do you picture when you think of aging well? Daily energy and vitality, a healthy sex life, maintaining your ability to heal and regenerate? Berkeley Life is dedicated to making these visions a reality. Their supplement supports nitric oxide levels, a foundational molecule supporting a healthy cardiovascular and circulatory system. It's never too early to start aging well. Head to agewellbl.com/Hoffman and use offer code Hoffman for 10% off your first order and free shipping. That's agewellbl.com/Hoffman for Berkeley Life nitric oxide support supplements.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Four flight air stories coming from travelers who say they were stuck in long lines or experienced delays at airports over the weekend. Just last week, the Transportation Department launched a customer service dashboard to help passengers in situations like this.
Right before Labor Day weekend got underway, the government unveiled the dashboard. It's designed to let travelers comparison shop and see what kinds of guarantees, refunds, or compensation the major domestic airlines offer in case of flight delays or cancellations. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
This is a huge win for American travelers.
The new customer service dashboard comes after several months of airline delays and cancellations. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Not helping travel much is the weather. Parts of the southeast hit with a lot of rain, like in northwest Georgia, where thunderstorms and heavy rain pounded parts of some areas, causing flash flooding. A midnight shooting in Norfolk, Virginia left two people dead, five others wounded. Norfolk State University is confirming several of its students were victims at the off-campus location. The death toll from a huge wildfire near the small town of Weed, California, now up to two. Dozens of homes have been destroyed. Torrential rains and flooding of the Pearl River in late August exacerbated problems at one of Jackson, Mississippi's two water treatment plants. Michael Goldberg reports the water crisis, though, in Jackson didn't just happen overnight.
Jackson has been under a boil water notice for over a month now, and it's been under boil water notices in the past. Many residents simply don't trust the tap water at all and have been sort of out of the practice of drinking it for many years. But the issue has certainly been kicked into high gear over the past few days as a result of just a complete lack of water pressure.
Chilean voters resoundingly rejected a new constitution to replace a charter imposed by the dictatorship of General Augusto Pinochet 41 years ago. SRN News.
We tried Dynavite nutritional supplement, and after a couple of weeks, we noticed a big difference. Our little Gizmo's coat was shinier, and there was a lot less scratching and shedding.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helps Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
All of us come from somewhere. All of us have origin stories.
From executive producer Larry Elder.
Divine Providence was clearly operating in the lives of Black Americans.
And director Justin Malone.
When I was growing up, we were never taught that America was bad. We were raised to love America.
Comes the continuation of their 2020 hit film, Uncle Tom. Uncle Tom Part 2, An American Odyssey. Available on Salem Now.
Overseas, Britain gearing up to begin the next phase of their COVID-19 vaccination program. And as Charles de Ledesma reports, British Health Secretary Steve Barclay hopes people are taking advantage.
Barclay says these innovative vaccines will broaden immunity and strengthen defenses against what remains a life-threatening virus. Previous COVID-19 vaccines had targeted the initial strain even as mutants emerged. In the new bivalent boosters, half of the shot targets the original vaccine and the other half offers protection against the newest Omicron variants.
Chileans resoundingly rejected a new constitution to replace a charter imposed by the dictatorship of General Augusto Pinochet 41 years ago, dealing a stinging setback to President Gabriel Boric, who argued the document would have ushered in a new progressive era. More news at townhall.com. Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson says the Democrats' spending plan could spell financial doom for future generations of Americans.
It's just
exactly who these people are.
Senator Johnson accuses the Democrat Party of trying to buy votes, increase people's dependence on government, and control every aspect of their lives, something he admits he just doesn't understand.
But I do understand how disastrous it is.
But Senator Johnson says the Democrats are not alone.
Too many Americans are just whistling past the graveyard in terms of the debt that we are adding to the backs of our children.
Senator Ron Johnson was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agner reporting.
President Biden's student loan forgiveness plan could lift debt burdens for millions of borrowers, but for some, the tax man may demand a cut of that relief because some state taxes are forgiven and some states tax the forgiven debt as income. And that means borrowers would find themselves paying more at tax time. Town Hall.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken soup, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m. with happy hour from 3 to 5. The Dry Creek Station is famous for their steamer clams. Friday through Sunday, don't miss their fabulous weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air. Hey, y'all, are you a chicken fried steak fan? You're going to want to stop over at Black Bear Diner, where they've just introduced four new ways to love your favorite. Try the kitchen sink omelet, three eggs loaded with veggies, chicken fried steak, cheese, and country gravy. Or a new take on a crispy sandwich, crispy or spicy, piled high with goodies, and crispy chicken fried steak. If pasta's your game, they've got you covered with smooth fettuccine alfredo topped with chicken fried steak. Now serving for a limited time, Black Bear Diner.
To Senior Care Live, I'm Steve Kuecker, your senior care consultant. I really appreciate you tuning in. We have a great program for you here today. I'm going to be speaking about lots and lots of interesting stuff, and I want to kick off the program by talking about memory care. And what is memory care, and where can you find memory care? And frankly, I think if I'm honest about this, it's kind of an abused term, or maybe unintentionally abused and often misused. So if you hear someone talking about, you know, dementia care, Alzheimer's care, cognitive care, I just refer to all of the above kind of generally as memory care. And it really kind of catches all of the above. So first of all, you could have home care providers specializing in providing support at home for residents with memory issues. And they would say, we're a home care provider specializing in working with Alzheimer's and dementia patients. They could say something to that effect. Right, so we could refer to that as memory care. You could have a home health agency that provides that Medicare certified skilled intermittent nursing visits, physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy, and all of those things covered, again, under that Medicare home health benefit. They could also promote themselves as providing memory care, specializing in delivering those medical-based and medically related services to individuals in their own home with Alzheimer's, dementia, one of the many forms of dementia. The cognitive impairment could have been a result or residual effect of having a stroke. It could be coming along with the horrible diagnosis of Parkinson's disease. So there are a lot of things that could cause this. But the bottom line is someone with cognitive impairment needs a special type of approach, and you have to just treat them a little bit differently for a lot of different reasons. And then we call that approach memory care. Okay, so if you shift gears and you talk about memory care in a senior care community setting, okay, this is where I think the term memory care is really, like, significantly misused. out in the marketplace. At least that's what I've seen, and that's my story, and I'm sticking to it here. So with memory care, a lot of times people will say, oh, well, you know, we're memory care. Well, what does that mean, really? You'll hear of an assisted living community say, oh, we have assisted living and memory care. Now, here's where it's really misused. They're implying that they have assisted living services and another service called memory care. Well, here's how I break this down, and I'll be doing this in the coming months, and I'll break it down in depth. But here's how I break this down. You have different levels of care, and then within those levels of care, you have different types of care. So a level of care, I tie that to your licensure. So a level of care at assisted living is not assisted, let me just say what it is. Assisted living is a level of care. And according to your licensure, you're able to provide A, B, C, and D. And you're not supposed to go out of these lanes. Now, you can choose to be lighter on the care or heavier on the care or somewhere in the middle, but there are some licensure requirements and limitations. And let me say this. Every single assisted living community has its threshold, and that's just a fact. Okay, assisted living is an awesome, a wonderful, wonderful level of care that provides a tremendous amount of support, but it's not memory care, okay? It's assisted living level of care. Memory care is a type of care that can be offered at the assisted living level of care, if that makes sense. So you can have, and here's how I do this. I make presentations all the time. I've made, oh my goodness, maybe thousands of presentations. I talk about this all the time. Every single time I sit down with a senior care consulting client, we have a discussion on this because it almost always comes up. So I have a picture of a building, and it's this square building. Say, okay, so in this building, if we're talking about that assisted living level of care, again, that's how it's licensed through its licensure. If they offer memory care, then here's what this looks like. Okay, so you might have maybe 3/4 of the building that offers what I call general care. General care is just everyday support with those activities of daily living. And as I've mentioned before on the program, they can help you minimally or fully with your bathing, dressing, grooming. I've gone through all of this before, okay? It's not a medical model. It's a social model, but they provide a tremendous amount of support. General care is just everyday care for the residents. They're needing a little bit of help or a lot of help or somewhere in the middle. And then this assisted living community may offer memory care. Now, not all of them offer a separate memory care neighborhood. Many do, but absolutely not all of them, okay? So if they do offer that separate memory care neighborhood, that's a smaller part of the building that's been kind of sectioned off, okay, and it has locks, not locks, but it has codes on the door. Okay, and I'm going to talk about some of the specific reasons that you might need memory care, but let me say this. You could find a memory care neighborhood at the residential care level of care. You can find memory care at the home plus level of care. You could find memory care at the assisted living level of care, and you can find memory care at the long-term care, also known as that nursing home, level of care. You could even, this is a very narrow slice of the market, but even an intermediate care facility, ICF, okay, could offer memory care. Okay, and again, it's often misunderstood as a nursing home level of care. So you'll have someone in assisted living, and let's say, well, we have assisted living and we have memory care. They're implying that that's that next higher level of care. They're kind of implying that they have that nursing home level of care, and they just don't. It's just a fact. They just don't. So you have this building, and maybe, you know, 80% of the building is dedicated to just providing that general care. And then you have a smaller neighborhood, and that's dedicated to providing memory care. So special support, special type of care for a resident with cognitive impairment. So we have codes on the doors because it's very, very common to have someone become an elopement risk, or what I would just generically
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding. We will resume normal programming shortly. Thank you.
Hey, y'all. Are you a chicken fried steak fan? You're going to want to stop over at Black Bear Diner with it.
Code to get out of the doors. It's a small, and that's to keep you safe. Okay, you can leave the area. You just need to be accompanied. Right? It's a smaller space to be less overwhelming. We're trying to keep everyone calm and cool here. A 30-foot long hallway might be a whole lot less overwhelming than a 100-foot long hallway. All right, we have fewer residents. We have less stimulation. We have less noise and less fewer people and just a lot less stuff going on. Activity programming might be 20-minute increments versus 30 to 60-minute increments. So more activities, shorter periods of time. You generally have a little more staff, and this staff, if they're doing memory care properly, this staff is trained to deal with the issues that come along with cognitive impairment and redirection. They're trained to approach a resident with dementia. You approach them a particular way. And you communicate with them a particular way. You don't argue with them. If they say the moon is bright purple, you don't say, no, it's not purple. It's this frosty white color, gray color. You don't say that. You don't argue with them. You say, isn't it a beautiful moon? You just acknowledge it and you move on. So there is a lot to it, but memory care is not a place. Memory care is a type of care that you could find, again, at all of the different levels of care, including residential care, assisted living, home plus, and long-term care. All right, now on to the Senior Care Live question of the week. We'll see if you're listening. Memory care is a level of care. Is that statement true or false? What's your answer?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
And now, Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
It is very easy for our aging parents to become dehydrated, especially during the hot summer months. The most common signs and symptoms of dehydration include fatigue, muscle weakness, muscle cramps, headaches, dizziness, sunken eyes, nausea, forgetfulness, and confusion. Dehydration is a very serious condition. Seniors often have a reduced sense of thirst, and dehydration is one of the most frequent causes of hospitalization over the age of 65. Become proactive and make sure your loved one stays fully hydrated. If you suspect dehydration, get them to the doctor or hospital immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800, or visit SeniorCareLive.com. SeniorCareLive.com.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Discover the 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
Work ethic isn't built overnight. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. To genuinely build work ethic, it's important to work hard at all things, not just the things you like. Sure, there will be things towards which you gravitate, and in those areas, working hard will come much easier. But work ethic is built by your approach to everything you do, in every task, in every moment. How you approach the moment and task is defining how you build your work ethic. And look, work ethic will carry you a very long way. Now, of course, we want to be mindful of the concept of working smarter, not harder, but we also want to be mindful of the ways in which we are training ourselves to work hard by the work ethic we have in all things we do. For inspiration and motivation along the way, listen to my new podcast, Tackling Life, with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to SeniorCareLive.com. Right back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. Memory care is a level of care. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is false. The answer is false. So memory care is a special type of care for residents with cognitive impairment. And memory care can be provided at several different levels of care, and that would generally include residential care, assisted living, home plus, and long-term care. And so the way that it's probably the easiest to think about what kind of support does an individual need? So let's compare assisted living to long-term care. So assisted living can help you minimally or fully with those activities of daily living, ADLs. Okay, so minimally or fully with your bathing, dressing, grooming. They can help you use the toilet. They can provide incontinence support and management to a point. All these places seem to be a little bit different. Okay, so you have a pretty wide variance there, actually. They all will distribute your medications, super important. There are doctors that will come in and make house calls. They make all of your meals, snacks, and hydration. There's a full slate of activities for social engagement. I mean, there's a tremendous amount of support. It's just not medically based, basically speaking, okay? You always have a few exceptions, but generally speaking, that's it. So if an individual needs that kind of help, and they have Alzheimer's or dementia or, you know, one of the many forms of dementia, which Alzheimer's is a form of dementia, by the way. If they have those special cognitive issues on top of needing that kind of support, then they're going to be a candidate for assisted living memory care. Okay? If they need more help than that. So let's think of it this way. So long-term care can provide everything that assisted living can, plus full medical support and full physical support. So a person who is weakened to the point of a two-person transfer, maybe they need the help of a mechanical lift to help move them from point A to point B. Maybe they're diabetic with insulin injections. Maybe they have specific pain management needs. Tube feeding, maybe they need IV therapy, wound care, maybe they have a catheter. So we're getting into a lot of other more medically based needs along with that daily support for those ADLs that we just talked about, right? Activities of daily living. All right, so that person really needs that support at the long-term care level, also known as a nursing home, okay? And oh, by the way, they had the cognitive issues that go along with Alzheimer's, dementia, one of the many forms of dementia. So they need that memory care support. And again, a smaller part of the building with coated doors. It's a smaller space. It's less overwhelming, less stimulation, fewer residents. Activity programming is different and very, very specific for memory care residents. There's generally a little more staff. They are trained in redirection and how to approach and how to communicate with someone with cognitive impairment. So there is a lot to that. There's a lot to that. But memory care is not a place. It's a type of care, again, that can be provided at multiple levels of care. All right, so hopefully that's just a little more clear than mud for you, right? So anyway, and if you ever have questions about this stuff, just call me. Feel free to give me a ring, and we can certainly chat about that. All right, I want to shift gears and talk about Medicaid. One of these days I'm going to have I want to have an estate planning attorney on the program, talk about estate planning. And then very specifically, I'm going to have some elder law attorneys on the program specifically to talk about elder law. So typically, elder law attorneys are going to specialize in helping families and individuals through this Medicaid qualification and application process. So I just wanted to touch on this and kind of break this down for you today. I'm not going to get too far out in the weeds, but I wanted to touch on this. So how does Medicaid work? Well, first of all, let's talk about what is Medicaid. It's financial assistance for health care and prescription costs. And for the purpose of this conversation here today, I'm going to talk about Medicaid and how it applies and how it pays for your stay in long-term care. We're not getting into prescription costs and all of this other stuff, into the weeds too much today. Okay, but we'll talk about if you need a nursing home, this is how it's going to work here. It's a federal program, so there's a giant program, a giant bucket of money, if you will, but it is administered at the state level. And although most of these programs are fairly similar, there are differences state by state. So I'm going to talk about the basics here, but in your state may work just a little bit different or may have a couple of other bells and whistles here. Okay, do not confuse Medicaid with Medicare. Medicare is essentially your health insurance. Medicaid, again, for the purposes of this conversation, can help, if you qualify, can help you pay for your stay in long-term care, which is quite expensive. I'm going to talk about the cost later on. All right, you have to meet certain income and asset criteria. So let's start to break this down. So, first of all, there's a short list of exempt assets. So, when you hear that term spend down, that means that you have assets that have to be spent down to that Medicare triggering amount. So, for example, I'm in Kansas City. I live on the Kansas side. So, in Kansas, you have to spend down to $2,000 and then you're qualified. Okay, so you're almost broke. In Missouri, you can spend down to $5,000. Again, all of the states are fairly close to those numbers, but your state might be just a little bit different. So what is considered an exempt asset that does not have to be spent down? Okay, well, first of all, right off the top, your house is an exempt asset. If you've heard anything different, you heard wrong. It's just a fact. Your house is an exempt asset for now. Now, if someone moves out of their house into a nursing home, at some point you're going to need to sell that house. Okay, but for now, that is an exempt asset. Your car, you can have one vehicle. That is an exempt asset. You can have a prepaid funeral plan. That is an exempt asset. You can have a very small amount of cash value in a life insurance policy. I believe that number is up to $1,500 or more. Okay, if you have less than that, then it's exempt. If you have more than that, then it's countable. But a small amount of cash value in insurance is considered an exempt asset. And then all the stuff in your house. Okay, and then the countable assets, almost everything else. And I like to just say generally, just think liquid assets. Money market, mutual funds, checking, savings, 401ks, IRAs, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So countable assets, liquid assets, exempt assets, that short list that I just covered. And in the next segment, I'm going to talk about the income calculation on how you may qualify for Medicaid.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
How's school, son?
Okay.
Just okay?
Yeah, Mom. I'm the smartest kid in the world. Now, can I borrow the car keys?
No, what happened?
There was some drama in the parking lot. Someone backed into my buddy's car. I'm meeting him at Mako.
Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Now, did you call ahead and make an appointment at 530-226-0992?
Yep.
You are my smartest child.
Mom, I'm your only child.
Uh-oh. Better call Mako. Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call for your free estimate at 530-226-0992.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Really had
paper stack. It was all in spreadsheets and like folders. From the moment I started using it, I felt calmer.
As soon as we started using the Bamboo like onboarding checklist, I mean, it was extremely easy.
Headcount, turnover, years of service. Like there's just so many different reports that I use at different points in time.
I'm like totally set free to focus on the people, to focus on development, to focus on team dynamics.
It's freeing me up to do more of the stuff that actually matters in HR, which is interacting with people, learning from them, and then building stuff for them.
Everything is in this one place. I can't even imagine what it would be like without Bamboo HR.
We're Bamboo HR, and we'd love to set you free to do great work. Come try our award-winning all-in-one HR software for free with no strings attached. Visit BambooHR.com/demo for this free trial offer. That's BambooHR.com/demo.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. That's 800-607-6864.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, visit seniorcarelive.com. We can also find them wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so we're talking about Medicaid today. We just talked about the exempt assets versus the countable assets. And now let's move on to that spend down. If you hear the word spend down, that means that you have these liquid assets and then they have to be spent down to that trigger amount. And again, I mentioned in Kansas it's $2,000, Missouri it's $5,000, and all of the states could be a little bit different, but it's not, you're almost broke. Okay, and that's the whole point of it. Medicaid, I like to describe it as that safety net that says if you should outlive your assets and you need care at that nursing home level, that long-term level, long-term care level of care, if you will, then we've got you covered, and we're going to pay the majority of that cost. Okay, but you're going to have to spend your own assets and like I said, be virtually out of money, and then that's when Medicaid will kick in. That's why I refer to it as a safety net. So let's say your countable assets are $50,000. Okay, it could be $10,000, it could be $90,000, whatever the number is. Okay, you're going to spend that down to the trigger in your state, that qualifying number in your state. So what can you spend that money on? Okay, well, here's a few things that you can do. So you've got this cash. Cash is a countable asset, and you have to spend it on things that benefit you. So obviously, you could pay your monthly amount due in the nursing home. So pay for your own care for a period of time as you're spending down. You can, a lot of people are really surprised by this, you can pay off your debts. So let's say if you have $5,000 credit card account, whatever it is, okay, you can pay off your debt. You can fix up your home. I'm working with clients right now, and they're going to use part of that spend down. He has been putting off a lot of home repairs. They need a new HVAC system. That's probably going to cost about $5,000 or $6,000. And they're going to need a new roof on the house, and that's going to be about $8,000 or $9,000. So they're going to do that immediately, and that is an allowable use of that spend down amount. Make home improvements. This one is an excellent financial move. You can turn cash, a countable asset, into an exempt asset and buy a prepaid funeral plan. That's just smart business. Okay, that's just using your money wisely. So if you don't do that and you spend down, so for example, in Kansas, super low, you're only allowed to keep $2,000. And a funeral plan is, you know, around $10,000 these days. It's super expensive. Let's say you don't take advantage of that. You don't buy a prepaid funeral plan. You pass away and you have $2,000 left. Well, who's going to pay the other $8,000 for your funeral? Well, that cost was just transferred to your family. So, again, a very good financial move. Take part of your spend down money and invest that in a prepaid funeral plan. It's just a great idea financially. It's good business. You can also buy a new car, okay, update your mode of transportation. So all of those things are allowable on that spend down. Okay, what you don't want to do is give it away. You don't want to make a gift. You don't want to pay for the grandson's college. You don't make a gift, because then you're going to get into a Medicaid gifting penalty, and it's going to get ugly. And somebody is going to have to come up with the money to pay that nursing home during that Medicaid penalty. And that's way too far in the weeds. I'll have an attorney get into that when I have an attorney on the program here coming up here in the near future. But trust me, just don't give it away. Okay, do the right thing. Also, do not do this. Okay, do I have your attention? You can't imagine how many times I've been I've been asked this. Well, Steve, okay, so you can't see me, but I have my air quotes up here. What if that money just, air quote, disappears? And I'm looking at them, and I don't answer the question. And I ask them a question back. I said, how would you look in an orange jumpsuit? And they're like, what? And I'm like, yeah, how would you look in an orange jumpsuit? Because that is absolutely against the law. It's fraudulent. And if you get caught, you're in huge trouble. So don't do that. Do not do that. Okay, that's it. That's a horrible idea. Okay, so just do it right. The system is here, again, to help someone. It's a safety net. Help someone who's outlived their assets to pay for their long-term care and pay for the majority of that cost. So do it right. And then, again, too much in the weeds, but if you have a married couple, and I've been working with several married couples here lately, where you have a community spouse, so one spouse is still doing fine, living independently in their home, and then you have the other spouse, and I hate this term, but this is what legally how they refer to them as the institutionalized spouse, or the spouse requiring the care in the nursing home, the long-term care. You can do what's called a division of assets. And the whole point of that is, you know, back in the day, people, and this is a true story, but back in the day, people used to get a divorce just so that the spouse living at home, that community spouse, could try to protect half of the assets. All right. And then our Congress said, wait a minute, this is the United States of America. That is crazy. Can't we just divide the assets on paper? Why would we make someone get a divorce just to accomplish a division of these assets? We should be able to do this on paper. We're smarter than this. So now you can, again, you can do what's called a division of assets and divide the assets on paper, with the whole point of trying to protect assets for that community spouse who still may have a mortgage. And even if you don't have a mortgage, you still have the cost of living. You have your utilities, cost of home ownership and all the repairs. You have insurance costs, property taxes, et cetera. Your car breaks down. You have groceries. I mean, it goes on and on and on and on. It's still expensive to live even if you don't have a mortgage. Okay, and at the cost of long-term care, which I'll talk about here in just a minute, I don't care how much money you have, you can be out of money pretty quick. Okay, so that's the whole point. You can do this division of assets, so you have part of the assets on the side of the ledger, so to speak, so that you would then spend those down and qualify that spouse for Medicaid as quickly as possible, and then you try to protect as much of that asset base for that community spouse. Now, here's one thing that you have to kind of prepare for here. When your spouse goes to the nursing home, their income goes with them. Okay? So all of a sudden, that household income just took a huge hit. And that's a, you talk about, my dear friend, may he rest in peace, Bill Hammond, used to say, he used to see this as a major women's issue, because in the generation that he served through his firm, through his elder law firm, he said, most of the ladies that I serve stayed home to raise the kids. Right. So they don't, their Social Security is, and they had some jobs, but the male at that generation was the primary breadwinner. And when they left for the nursing home, their income left with them. All of a sudden, you know, their income was cut by 60%, maybe 70%. So we really need to do our best to protect as much of the asset for the ladies living at home, because they just lost a huge amount of income. So you take your income minus the cost of your Medicare premiums, and that could be a couple hundred bucks a month, $250, something like that. If you have, you know, Part A, Part B, and then one of the Medicare supplements, okay, might even be about $300. Okay, and then right off the top, so you pay your Medicare premiums, and then again, all of these numbers are very similar in all the states. I can tell you in Kansas, you get to keep a whopping $62 a month for your just kind of petty cash, if you will. Just buy a Diet Coke and a Snickers bar once in a while, right? In Missouri, you get to keep a whopping $50 a month. Okay, and that's, again, just for just to spend here or there. And then whatever's left over, I just call it a copay. Medicaid calls it a patient liability, but the copay is whatever your income is, your net income minus your Medicare premiums, and you keep a couple of bucks. That goes to the nursing home as your copay, the individual's input, and that's what they have the ability to pay. Medicaid pays them the difference, and then the nursing home even has an opportunity to contribute to this model in the form of a discount. So if they would normally charge, X dollars a day, they're probably going to take a $20, $30, $40, $50, $60 a day discount and just write that off. And that's all they can charge, is that Medicaid allowable. So hopefully that is helping. And again, sometime in the near future, I'm going to have an elder law attorney on to really break this down. But hopefully that helps you understand Medicaid just a little bit better.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
And now, the Financial Minute with Bruce Glenn, CIO and owner of the Glenn Team Wealth Planning at Infinitas.
Thanks, Steve. Time in the market versus trying to time the market. If today's news and events cause you fear, consider recent history. The housing credit crisis of 2008 and 2009. The heaviest selling led to the bottom on March 9, 2009. Then, a 50% recovery in just the next few months. Next, the elections of 2016. Millions were scared out of the market from predictions of doom and gloom. Some of these people never even got back in the market and missed 4 great years. History shows that it's rare to catch both or either the top or the bottom of the market. Consider time in the market versus trying to time the market with your emotions. Our team of experts are here to help.
For more information, call 913-563-7327.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
And now, Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
It is very easy for our aging parents to become dehydrated, especially during the hot summer months. The most common signs and symptoms of dehydration include fatigue, muscle weakness, muscle cramps, headaches, dizziness, sunken eyes, nausea, forgetfulness, and confusion. Dehydration is a very serious condition. Seniors often have a reduced sense of thirst, and dehydration is one of the most frequent causes of hospitalization over the age of 65. Become proactive and make sure your loved one stays fully hydrated. If you suspect dehydration, get them to the doctor or hospital immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. starting in September. We'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Carlene's and Deja Vu Restaurants.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Things brands must do if they're to benefit this Black Friday.
Well, as shoppers across the U.S. are gearing up for Black Friday, retailers really do need to be prepared. And the only way to cut through the competition is for brands to understand the behaviors of consumers as individuals and to offer them exactly what they want to buy, where they want to buy it, whether that's online or in store. To learn more, retailers can visit Amarsys.com and sign up for our free festival in October.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, so last week I talked about the cost of assisted living. I also talked about the cost of independent living, and I didn't get too much into, you know, entrance fee versus rental only on that independent living side of things. I touched on that a little bit, talked about some of the costs. There are a couple of other levels that I'll talk about right before we get to long-term care. But I think it's worth noting. So I talked about assisted living last week as averaging $5,000 to $8,000. I talked about most of the pricing models it's a base cost plus a level of care charge. So if you need a little bit of help, you're going to be paying less than someone needing a lot of help. Okay. And the other variable that would impact that $5,000 to $8,000 would be the size of the apartment. Obviously, a studio is less than one bedroom, is less than a two bedroom. So you have the size of the apartment and the level of care, and that, those are the main two drivers of that, pretty large, variance there between $5,000 and $8,000. But that's going to cover the majority of them. So what if you have a residential care facility, RCF? I like to generally describe that as assisted living light. Typically, the residents at a residential care community will be a little more independent. They need a little less care and support, so you're going to also pay a little bit less. What I've seen in RCFs, somewhere between about $3,500 on the low end, upwards to, you know, maybe $5,500, $6,000, right in there. That's the average cost range for an RCF. And then we have a special designation here in our neighborhood. It's called Home Plus. And essentially, it's the assisted living level of care delivered to a small number of individuals living literally in a house. So this Home Plus concept started on the coast, and then, as with everything, it takes about, you know, 5 to 10 years to make its way to the center of the country. And of course, we've had Home Plus here for quite a while, but it's very, very routine as far as being available on the coast. Still relatively new here, I'd say about 10-12 years. But that Home Plus level of care, it's a small number of residents, and they enjoy a home-like setting. I mean, you're in a house, so they've got that covered. You have your own bedroom, and then you have the common areas, the living room and the kitchens, et cetera, et cetera. But the cost at a Home Plus level of care is going to be $6,500 to about $8,500 a month, and that is the range for Home Plus. Now, at the long-term care level, again, this is also commonly known as a nursing home. This is the highest level of care. This is a medical model, and again, where they do everything that assisted living can provide. So they can help with those ADLs, or those activities of daily living, plus full medical care, wound care, catheter care, pain management, diabetic management with insulin injections. I mean, it goes on and on and on. Tube feeding, IV therapy, two-person transfer, et cetera. So this is the highest level of care, and this is the primary level of care that Medicaid will pay for. There are some exceptions. I won't get into that today. But our government will pay all day, every day for a nursing home level of care, assuming that you qualify. All right? And if you don't qualify, then obviously it's private pay until you do. So there are a couple of different options at a nursing home. All right? So first of all, the most common option available is what's referred to as a semi-private room or a shared room. Okay, so that means that you're in a small room and you have a roommate. Not ideal. Okay, but always remember that nursing home level of care, that's the most restrictive level of care. It's not much about your personal space, and it's mostly about the care and the support that you receive. So that room is really not to be used, it's not intended to be used as an apartment where you can hang out there all day, and you can stay in your room all day if you want to, but the intention is that that room is really more of a bedroom where you take a nap, during the daytime, and obviously you would sleep there overnight. And then during the day, again, the intention, ideally, you're out of your room and you're out utilizing other parts of the building, other parts of the community. You're going to meaningful activities, and you're going to and from dining 3 times a day, et cetera, et cetera. So you're going down to take your shower and all of these sort of things. So a shared room, and again, I said this last week, don't wreck your car, don't swerve, don't choke on your coffee. a shared room is going to be somewhere between $7,000 to $9,000 per month. That is going to be the cost. And some people are like, for a shared room and I have a roommate? That is the cost. Now, in smaller, more rural, or maybe smaller towns out in the country a little bit, might be a little bit less than that or on the lower end of that. If we're in a major metropolitan area, it could definitely be higher than that. Okay, I'm just giving you kind of an average, like $7,000 to $9,000 should cover most places. Now, if you want a private room in long-term care, also known as a nursing home, this is when it gets super, super pricey. A private room in a nursing home is going to be anywhere from $9,500 to about $15,000 per month. Now, I know someone, I heard someone all the way across the country just choke on their on their coffee. They're like, what? What was that? Right? Yeah, that's right. About $9,500 to about $15,000 a month. And just remember, it's the most restrictive level of care. Again, what you're paying for, it's not about your personal space. You have very little personal space, and it's mostly about the care and the support that you're paying for. So the biggest private room in long-term care still isn't very big. It would be the size of what would consider would be a really small studio apartment. Okay, but at least it's your own private room. So, you know, you might have long-term care insurance, or you may be very fortunate you've invested well and that you're able to afford that. I mean, that's fantastic. But if there's a chance that you might outlive your assets and you're looking at long-term care communities, you're looking at nursing homes, okay, if you think there's a chance that you might outlive your assets, you need to make sure and do not assume anything. Make sure that nursing home is Medicaid certified. You need to have a discussion about that. Now, with Senior Care Consulting, we take care of all that for you. We don't let you make a mistake like that, right? But most people do this on their own. And so just make sure that you have your bases covered, because the last thing you want to do is have to move when you're out of money into another community. So just cover your bases on that. All right. I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Media sources are reporting Attorney General Merrick Garland's issued an open memo to the Department of Justice employees, prohibiting them from communicating directly with members of Congress. Speaking with the Salem Radio Network, Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan says more than a dozen FBI whistleblowers have come to Congress raising questions about how the Bureau's handling sensitive political investigations.
I've been involved I'm on the Oversight Committee, I'm on the Judiciary Committee. I've probably been involved in all the big investigations, from the IRS targeting conservatives to I was on the Benghazi Select Committee, involved in all these. I have never seen this kind of number of whistleblowers come to us. Senator Grassley, Senator Johnson, as I said.
Memo seen as a response to reported whistleblower complaints that Grassley said claimed the FBI is improperly restricting access to materials from a closed investigation into Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server. Pennsylvania living up to its reputation as a political battleground state.
Pennsylvania is getting plenty of attention these days with the midterm elections 9 weeks away. Former President Trump traveled to the state for a Saturday night rally in the Scranton-Wilkes-Barre area. President Biden made two trips to Pennsylvania this past week, Wilkes-Barre on Tuesday and Philadelphia on Thursday night. And he's not finished. The president will attend Labor Day events in Pittsburgh on Monday. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Meanwhile, Liz Truss, who's expected to become Britain's prime minister perhaps as early as tomorrow, Monday, has pledged to act within a week to tackle the cost of living crisis fueled by soaring energy bills linked to the war in Ukraine. Truss refused to give specific details during an interview with the BBC Sunday, but she says she understands the magnitude of the problems facing Britain. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Robots in Japan.
A small robot with a clip-like hand and the smarts to know which drinks are popular is part of an effort to make convenience stores even more convenient. The robot named TX Scara operates behind the refrigerated shelves in the back of a store. It knows what kind of beverages are running short and can lift cans and bottles one by one onto the shelf. Industrial robots are common in factories, and others can map disaster zones and help doctors perform surgery. TX Scara is one possible answer to Japan's worsening labor shortage. John Scott reporting.
On this date in 1888, George Eastman received a patent for his roll film box camera, registered the trademark as Kodak. And in 1944, during World War II, British troops liberated Antwerp, Belgium. Check out the latest breaking news. Read the most comprehensive analysis at townhall.com. A huge deal could be in the making in the gaming industry.
Microsoft's plan to buy video game giant Activision Blizzard for $68.7 billion could have major effects on the industry, transforming the Xbox maker into something like a Netflix for video games by giving it control of many more popular titles. However, to get to the next level, Microsoft must first survive a barrage of government probes from New Zealand to Brazil and the U.S., and in the United Kingdom, regulators there threatening to escalate their investigation unless both companies come up with proposals to ease competition concerns. Jason Walker reporting.
Spider-Man No Way Home swings back on top of the box office over the holiday weekend. American theaters, though, luring moviegoers with discounted $3 tickets. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
To you by ASUS.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's a holiday. It's a Labor Day weekend, and we're here. We're live, and we're available to answer your questions. You come directly into the doctor's office, and that is an unusual circumstance on a holiday weekend. You can get medical advice. You can pose a question. You can share a comment. 877-726-8255. We are available. And I can't think of a place I'd rather be than right here behind this very microphone sharing vital health information with you. So let's go. 877-726-8255. You can start dialing. And we got lots to talk about. A new Omicron vaccine has just been approved, and the White House is urging everyone to queue up for the vaccine before the potential surge
that we may or may not have this fall. Lots of information about that. And also celebrity cancer diagnoses. Turns out that Jeff Bridges, suffering from non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, seems to be in remission. Now, Jane Honda checks in with the revelation that she has that cancer. We'll take a look at those celebrity cancers. 877-726-8255. Lots more information. A new innovative therapy for constipation. It's a little bit like swallowing Mexican jumping beans. Think that'll work? 877-726-8255. All right. California, the state that I'm from, has undergone tremendous changes in the 50 or so years that I've been away from California. I came east to go to college in New York and stayed. But California has transformed itself, and it's on the bleeding edge of innovation. Many of my classmates don't like what's happened in California. Lots of changes. And one of their latest innovations is a new bill to discipline doctors for purveying what is termed misinformation or disinformation. Take your pick. And this is kind of a curious new bill. It's called Assembly Bill 2098. And I have a copy of the bill in front of me. It says, for the purposes of this section, the following definition shall apply. Disinformation means misinformation that the licensee, in other words, the doctor, deliberately disseminated with malicious intent or an intent to mislead. Disseminate means the conveyance of information from the licensee to a patient under the licensee's care in the form of treatment or advice. Misinformation means false information that is contradicted by contemporary scientific consensus. So I say, why pick on just doctors? What about a bill to discipline politicians who disseminate COVID misinformation? Because what about misinformation like we should all be masking outdoors because COVID is highly contagious in the open air? Or how about use plexiglass partitions to stop the spread? That didn't work out very well, except for the plexiglass industry. Or this one, when receiving packages, leave them outside for 48 hours and then swab them down with disinfectant. Disinfect surfaces to stop the spread. Wash your hands frequently, because that's one of the ways that COVID it travels. Or how about this one? Remdesivir is a very effective drug for COVID. Or, and this is one of the fundamental pieces of misinformation that dogged us in the early phases of the pandemic, the vaccinated cannot transmit COVID. It's a pandemic of the unvaccinated. If you're vaccinated, the vaccine will prevent you from getting COVID. Or this one, children are highly vulnerable to severe COVID. Or kids are a major source of COVID spread. It turns out not. Mostly community acquired. They get it more from their parents. And the government is not exaggerating COVID deaths. Well, it turns out that many people who died of other proximate causes happen to have COVID, but they're counted as COVID deaths. And the Wuhan lab leak hypothesis is just a conspiracy theory. Well, now it turns out that it's fairly plausible, although it remains controversial, but there's a lot of top scientists who believe that the virus in its present form could not have developed from an animal source. It has features that look like they were bioengineered. And finally, vitamins and supplements are worthless against COVID. Isn't that a form of misinformation, now that we know that your nutrient status, diet, levels of zinc and vitamin D omega-3 fatty acids may have a lot to do with your outcome if you come down with COVID. So how are you going to determine what is misinformation or disinformation? There's an article here in Reason magazine. California tries to make it illegal for doctors to spread COVID-19 misinformation. They say that if the bill is signed by Governor Gavin Newsom, as it's likely to be, because he's all in on this, it should face a First Amendment challenge. So when you talk about free speech, doctors really aren't entitled to free speech because they're licensees. They actually are licensed and supervised by boards, medical boards, which determine their content. So they can't say anything that they want to say. And there got to be limits on what doctors say to patients and what doctors do to patients, because sometimes doctors do wackadoodle things to their patients. But when it comes to unsettled science, like many of the facts around COVID and vaccines and medications and therapies for COVID, there remains a lot of wiggle room because, well, science is never quite settled. There's always a back and forth, and science is continually evolving. And so what may be today's misinformation or disinformation may be tomorrow's truth. So how are we going to put into effect a bill that outlaws spreading COVID-19 misinformation? In the article in Reason, it says science is a deliberative process, and medical professionals need to be allowed to dissent from mainstream orthodoxies and challenge dominant perspectives. Patients deserve expert care, but it's unreasonable for the government to compel ideological conformity in this field. And besides, the Reason article continues, the state has no particular aptitude for discerning what constitutes genuine misinformation. We've demonstrated that again and again because the CDC and the NIH and the White House have continually flip-flopped on important issues related to COVID. So the folks at Reason think that this bill violates the First Amendment. Yeah, governments have the power to regulate medical care, but the compelled speech component of AB 2098 would probably perturb the Supreme Court. So expect, if the bill is indeed signed by Governor Gavin Newsom, as it is likely to be, expect a flurry of challenges which ultimately may culminate at the level of the Supreme Court. And hopefully other states won't follow suit, say, hey, I love that California innovation. They're ahead of the curve. We ought to be doing that too. That would be an unfortunate consequence of Assembly Bill AB 2098. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa. Wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research. Among them several stand out for their cardio health support. Cardio Triplex, Clinical Cardio 6, Natokinase, and Ubiquinol. Each of these products takes its own unique approach to cellular energy production, maintaining normal blood fluidity, healthy immune response to normal biological stress, and maintaining blood pressure already within the healthy range. They're available from healthcare practitioners, and they're available to you at drhoffman.com/protocol for life balance. That's drhoffman.com/protocol for life balance for more information and to order.
Tutankhamun, Wonderful Things, Treasures from the Pharaoh's Tomb is open now through September 5th in Reading at Turtle Bay Museum, featuring authentic reproductions of King Tut's ancient Egyptian treasures. Presented by Senator Kay Maurice and Mary Ann Johannesson in association with the Museum of Ancient Wonders. This exhibition is included with paid park admission, free for Turtle Bay members. Tutankhamun, Wonderful Things, Treasures from the Pharaoh's Tomb, open now through September 5th at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
How's school, son?
Okay.
Just okay?
Yeah, Mom. I'm the smartest kid in the world. Now, can I borrow the car keys?
Oh, what happened?
There was some drama in the parking lot. Someone backed into my buddy's car. I'm meeting him at Mako.
Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Now, did you call ahead and make an appointment at 530-226-0992?
Yep.
You are my smartest child.
Mom, I'm your only child.
Uh-oh. Better call Mako. Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call for your free estimate at 530-226-0992.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255. And I hope you're enjoying new content today because we're here. We're in the studio sharing vital health information with you. 877-726-8255 is our number if you want to call during the program, but it's also available to you 24/7, 365, and you can record a question, as did this individual. Let's hear it.
Hey, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, calling from Prescott Valley, Arizona. I would like to know what your opinion is about infusion, vitamin infusion, pre-COVID and post-COVID to boost the immune system. Thank you so much.
Okay. You know, that's a great question. And there's no question that certain nutrients can have a positive effect on COVID. So I have been in the business of providing intravenous nutrition to patients with various health conditions. And, you know, whenever I had a cold, I would take an IV or patients would come in with conditions like hepatitis or mononucleosis or chronic fatigue syndrome, which is thought to be a viral origin, sometimes referred to as chronic Epstein-Barr. We would give them intravenous treatments with high-dose vitamin C and other nutrients. So, yeah, that could be helpful. And I'm particularly excited about the potential for intravenous glutathione in patients who have COVID, because COVID infections deplete glutathione. And glutathione is the body's premier antioxidant. And so you can take oral NAC, but even better is to take intravenous glutathione at a time when you have COVID. And Joe Rogan actually talks about this. When he got COVID, he took a bunch of what some people term speculative treatments, ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, vitamin infusions, and he breezed through the condition. Well, he might have done fine without all of that rigmarole, but nonetheless, it highlighted the role that intravenous nutrition can play for COVID. A little bit of a concern. You know, you can't throw the kitchen sink at viral infections. There's a little bit of a concerning story in the British medical journal, BMJ. High folic acid supplementation associated with higher rates of COVID-19 infections and mortality, according to a study. It appears that sometimes too much of a good thing could be bad. Some research has shown that the SARS-CoV-2 virus hijacks the host's folate for viral replication. In other words, folate might feed the virus and make it proliferate. So they actually found that individuals who took very high doses of folic acid, and this is sometimes the case in people who have rheumatological conditions, they take methotrexate and then they take some high-dose folic acid to counteract the adverse effects of the methotrexate, which is a folate blocker. And for some reason, those folks had more serious outcomes with COVID. So, you know, the concern is that some people are taking very high-dose folic acid for, say they have an MTHFR mutation, and it's recognized that people need more folic acid, or they have a high homocysteine, they take high-dose folic acid supplements with B12 and B6. Maybe, just maybe, that could be bad. It's not clear. It's not definitive yet. It's a preliminary study. They need more research. So you can't throw the kitchen sink with vitamins at COVID. You have to be selective. So there you have it. And while we're talking about supplements for the immune system, yeah, well, you heard me talk about my preferred fish oil brand, Vital Nutrients, which offers a line of 11 ultra-pure omega-3 solutions. You can always find something that works for you there. Well, I'm happy to report that they also offer a great line of premium quality, clinically relevant, professional-grade products which help support optimal immune function, including quercetin, the aforementioned NAC, Viracon, which is a great combination, and Allerc. Quercetin supports healthy sinus and respiratory function. NAC delivers antioxidant support. Viracon is a unique herbal formulation for comprehensive immune system support, and Allerc provides respiratory histamine and sinus support. I'm so impressed with these products that I threw them in my suitcase and took them with me on my recent trip to Iceland. Fortunately, I didn't have to use them. For more information and order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co. Vital Nutrients products are formulated by healthcare professionals utilizing peer-reviewed research. Bioavailable and bioactive ingredients in therapeutic doses. I take them and use them in my practice. Just go to vitalnutrients.co. It's not .com. Vitalnutrients.co and check them out. Okay, this item. If you have osteoarthritis, especially of the knees, well, there's a lot of proposed treatments. You could take glucosamine. You can take curcumin, essential fatty acids. But an important way to ameliorate your osteoarthritis of the knee is simply to lose some weight. Declines in body mass index were linked with slower worsening of knee osteoarthritis. And it doesn't have to do just with gravity, because, yeah, more weight puts more pressure on the knees, but excess body fat is pro-inflammatory. So what they found is that with each 1 unit decrease in body mass index, it was associated with an almost 5% reduction in the odds of the incidence and progression of knee osteoarthritis. So, yeah, simple, practical way to deal with it. Optimize your weight. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this, or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You've heard me talk about my preferred fish oil brand, Vital Nutrients. I'm happy to report that they also offer a great line of premium quality, clinically relevant, professional-grade products, which help support optimal immune function, including quercetin, NAC, Viracon, and Allerc. I like them so much I took them with me on my recent trip to Iceland. For more information and to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co. I use them myself and in my practice. Just go to vitalnutrients.co. If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flava Naturals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain function, heart health, and full body performance. But you'd have to eat 5 or more ordinary bars a day to get those benefits. Flava Naturals chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of a typical dark chocolate bar. I use it every day. For more information and to order, just go to FlavaNaturals.com. That's FlavaNaturals.com.
REU, along with more than 2,000 utilities across the country, is not for profit and is publicly owned by our customers. This year, REU is celebrating 101 years of serving the city of Reading. October 2nd through the 8th is Public Power Week, when we celebrate the benefits of living and working in a public power community. These benefits include safe, reliable, and affordable electric service to residents and businesses. REU takes pride in providing excellent service, engaging with our customers, and working for our community.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
From work to school to gaming to just browsing the web, isn't it time you upgraded your monitor to something bigger? It allows you to better multitask, and it can be more comfortable ergonomically speaking. ViewSonic is a leader in the monitor category, and so we asked President Jeff Volpe what you should be looking for.
You want to look for something that is high resolution, that can handle all of the kinds of media that you're going to absorb or create. Do you have enough desk space? Are you going to mount it? Are you going to run a dual monitor? Resolution, size, and shape. And that's the next one, connectivity. And Trend is really looking for USB Type-C. And then the last thing you might want to look for if you're a gamer is something that has incredible refresh rates.
Tomorrow, more on how ViewSonic has a monitor solution for you.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255, our number. And big news this week, a new Omicron-specific booster has just been approved. And White House officials are urging Americans to take it this fall in anticipation of a surge with cold weather and people going indoors. They expect potentially that there will be more outbreaks of COVID and potentially more dangerous variants emerging. Who knows? They're attempting to piggyback this on annual efforts to get people to take the flu shot, which has been, frankly, a little bit of a disappointment from year to year. Its efficacy varies from the teens to maybe as high as 40%, but it's not exactly a slam dunk. But at least it gets people in the habit of queuing up for an annual shot for the very self-same thing that they got a shot a year ago for. So they're hoping to make the COVID shot an annual or semi-annual routine for virtually everyone. So they're trying to piggyback it on the flu shot. But the likelihood of acceptance of the booster, I think, is going to be low because people have lost confidence in the pronouncements of the CDC and the White House and the NIH and folks like Dr. Fauci, because there's some real disappointments. It turns out that, yes, the vaccine has side effects, and no, the vaccine is not entirely protective, hence the need for a new souped-up Omicron-specific vaccine. And also there's some concern about the lack of testing of the new vaccine. Normally, vaccines go through very thorough rounds of testing, sometimes lasting for years, but because this is an emergency, this is an emergency use authorization approval, which is kind of a novel thing when it comes to vaccines. Vaccines generally are either not approved or approved. This is an EUA, an emergency use authorization, to streamline the production and distribution of vaccines against COVID. And so the new Omicron vaccine will essentially not be tested on humans. There have been just a very, very few animal trials that look at the new formulation. But the thought is, the rationale for not doing extensive human testing is the self-same rationale for the flu shot. The flu shot is something that we've used for a long time. It's tried and true, and we have to modify it every year. And so it would be a big waste of time if we had to go through a big round of testing, because by the time we went through a big round of testing, the flu would have mutated and the vaccine would be obsolete. So what they're saying is it's just basically the same COVID vaccine, the mRNA technology that we've been using, which we've essentially proven is quite safe, although sometimes it's not so safe.
and it's very effective, except when it's not effective. And so we're just going to grandfather the approval. The approval was for the original vaccine using mRNA made by Pfizer and Moderna. And by the way, Moderna is suing Pfizer for patent infringement, and that could get ugly as that proceeds. That case may take years, but Moderna is saying that Pfizer ripped off their mRNA technology, and they're suing for, oh, God knows, you know, hundreds of millions, maybe up to billions of dollars in damages. And people are experiencing vaccine fatigue and loss of confidence. The acceptance rate for the long-awaited kitty vaccine, the vaccine approved for little tiny tots recently, is in the low single digits. And maybe there'll be a little more acceptance of that as kids go back to school this fall. But I don't expect that there's going to be a big, big uptake of vaccines for kids. Only about a third of kids are vaccinated, the older kids. And when it comes to younger kids, parents are leery of the vaccine for their toddlers. So as the new vaccine gets rolled out, the government has purchased 170 million doses of the vaccine, but this is the last time you'll be able to get a free vaccine. The way that the vaccines are going to work is pretty much like every other vaccine you get. You have to file for insurance reimbursement, but you're not going to be able to just go to a place, stick out your arm, get a shot without any paperwork. It's going to now become more like a conventional vaccine, which is not made freely available to all and sundry. So there you have it, you know. And my advice is, you know, let's wait and see. Will there be a surge? Will the vaccine be successful at preventing new forms of COVID, new Omicron variants as they mutate and morph this fall and winter? And ultimately, will it be proven safe because of some concerns about vaccine administration, especially in, for some reason, in younger men, a disturbing incidence of myocarditis in the very self-same population that's likely to survive COVID, do pretty well. Younger guys, pretty healthy, but for some reason more vulnerable to adverse effects of the mRNA shots. 877-726-8255, our number. And there's an interesting new approach to constipation. Constipation, big problem. If you don't think it is, just visit your local drugstore, pharmacy. Entire aisles are devoted to laxative products. A lot of people suffering from constipation, particularly as they are older, more of a female predominance of that problem. And the FDA has just approved a new treatment. It's a novel treatment. It's kind of like a Mexican jumping bean. It's a vibrating oral capsule for constipation. It's called the drug-free vibrant system. It's not a drug. It's just a capsule that kind of shakes around inside you and stimulates your intestine. It's thought to enhance colonic motility by augmenting the biological clock via mechanical stimulation of the colon. What happens if you take it and you don't feel good? Well, you actually get an external controller. You can transmit, I guess via Bluetooth, to this device. And it's going to be available early next year in select states, with gradual expansion nationally after that. Nearly twice as many patients treated with the vibrating capsule had at least one additional complete spontaneous bowel movement each week versus a placebo group. Twice as many patients on the vibrant system had at least two additional complete bowel movements each week compared with the control. So it's not 100% effective, but somewhat effective. Adverse events with the vibrating capsule weren't that frequent. A couple of patients in the study reported diarrhea. Concern is, you know, what if it gets stuck? Well, apparently not, according to the preliminary trials. So for those with chronic refractory, you know, there are drugs available, there are over-the-counter laxatives, there are dietary measures, exercise for sure helps. But now there's another drug-free alternative. It's the Vibrant System for treatment of constipation. 877-726-8255 our number. And as you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system. I found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep. It's a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences. Had a little trouble sleeping the other night. I took some, and man, it really helped. Now I'm excited about a new natural wellness line from Plus CBD, CBD Calm and CBD Sleep. CBD Calm helps ease tension, soothe irritability, and contributes to a greater sense of contentment through a blend of Plus CBD's award-winning full-spectrum CBD, plus L-theanine and 5-HTP. Now, CBD Sleep, which is what I took, aids occasional sleeplessness with CBD plus melatonin, as well as soothing magnolia bark extract and relaxing lemon balm, so you can get the rest you need and wake up alert and focused. Both products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more or to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. Sounds like a good deal. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. 877-726-8255 is our number. And if you're a Yankee fan, as I am, you may have been dismayed by this headline last week. Yankees' Aroldis Chapman placed on IL, the injured list, with leg infection. What's up with that? I mean, he's the Yankees' fireball pitcher, routinely delivers pitches over 100 miles an hour. When he came on in prior seasons, Yankee Stadium would light up with fire on the billboards. And it was a great moment because he would shut the opposing team down. They would look at these fastballs and they have no idea what to do with him. But this year, he's been kind of erratic. And he's blown a lot of saves. And now he's got a leg infection. What's up with that? How do you get that? We got it from a tattoo. He's a highly tattooed guy. Decided to get a leg tattoo. And he's now on the injured list because of an infection in his leg caused by a recent tattoo. So some Yankee fans are saying, hey, so much the better, because the way he's been throwing the ball lately, he's better off on the injured list. Keep him away from the mound. But it does highlight the potential adverse effects of tattoo. You know, the lower extremity has poorer circulation than upper extremities. And you get an injury or infection in your lower leg, some of you know how hard it is to overcome that. And probably not the greatest idea to get a lot of tattoos on your lower extremities. I mean, yeah, maybe on the shoulder, okay. But, man, dumb move by Yankees pitcher Aroldis Chapman. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
What do you picture when you think of aging well? Daily energy and vitality, a healthy sex life, maintaining your ability to heal and regenerate? Berkeley Life is dedicated to making these visions a reality. Their supplement supports nitric oxide levels, a foundational molecule supporting a healthy cardiovascular and circulatory system. It's never too early to start aging well. Head to agewellbl.com/Hoffman and use offer code Hoffman for 10% off your first order and free shipping. That's agewellbl.com/Hoffman for Berkeley Life nitric oxide support supplements.
New look, same trusted formulas. As part of Wakanaga of America's 50th anniversary, their flagship product, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, has a new look. The new packaging clearly communicates each formula's unique characteristics and benefits at a glance. The added QR code allows consumers to scan for more info. Aged garlic extract has been shown to support optimal cardiovascular health, including blood pressure and cholesterol, immune function, and more. It is organically grown. And AGE is the most researched garlic supplement on the market, with over 900 scientific papers from prestigious universities and research institutes around the world. There is also a new, vegan-friendly version of Kyolic's original cardiovascular formula. Visit Kyolic.com for more information about Kyolic's quality supplements to support your healthy lifestyle. That's K-Y-O-L-I-C.com. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract supplements are available at natural health retailers nationwide and online.
Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s EPA and DHA that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health, as well as your inflammatory balance. My preferred fish oil brand is Vital Nutrients, offering a line of 11 ultra-pure omega-3 solutions, including a nutrient-dense vegan option. I use Vital Nutrients myself and recommend it to my patients. For more information and to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co for the Vital Nutrients line of ultra-pure omega-3 solutions.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-903-5962. 800-903-5962. 800-903-5962. Again, that's 800-903-5962. Paid for by NPS.
Although Black Friday is still 3 months away, new research from omnichannel customer engagement platform Emarsys reveals that over a third of US shoppers plan to increase how much they spend this year despite economic concerns. Increased spending may come as a surprise given the current global economic downturn, but the research reveals that consumers will be spending more discerningly to maximize their value for money. Sarah Richer, CMO from Emarsys, says these are the key things brands must do if they're to benefit this Black Friday.
Well, as shoppers across the U.S. are gearing up for Black Friday, retailers really do need to be prepared. And the only way to cut through the competition is for brands to understand the behaviors of consumers as individuals and to offer them exactly what they want to buy, where they want to buy it, whether that's online or in store. To learn more, retailers can visit Emarsys.com and sign up for our free festival in October.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Shopping for cars online is slow. Checking all those different sites one by one, Auto Tempest doesn't like slow. That's why we sponsor NASCAR driver Chris Buescher in the number 17 Ford Mustang. It's also why we created a powerful search engine that will scour all the top car shopping sites, letting you search used car listings from across the internet in one search. Why waste time searching each site separately? Use AutoTempest instead. Find all the cars. AutoTempest.com. All the cars, one search.
subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Yeah, it's a good idea to subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast because I don't listen to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast because I do it, but I like to listen to podcasts these days because, you know, just kind of, you know, doom scrolling on Twitter and Facebook, although you occasionally can glean some information, or listening to cable news 24/7, it just gets you all riled up. And so I like to, these days when I'm taking a walk, when I'm walking to work or when I'm in the car, listen to a podcast and, you know, get some information. So check out drhoffman.com or go to Apple Podcasts or Stitcher, wherever you get your podcasts, and subscribe and listen to it in your leisure time. Maybe you're cooking or cleaning the apartment. Learn something while you work. 877-726-8255, our number. By the way, also there's an email for questions for our popular Q&A with Layla podcast every week, wherein we answer listener questions. Just simply send your questions via email to questions@drhoffman.net. But you can call now, 877-726-8255, or you can call and record a question, as did this individual. Let's hear it.
Yes, hi, Dr. Hoffman. I wanted to know, I was diagnosed with gastritis, and if there's a natural protocol for that. Also, the doctor wanted me to take Xylements. Is that safe, and is there a natural remedy for dry mouth? Thank you.
Okay. So, you know, when it comes to gastritis, I mean, first thing that I ask patients and listeners to Intelligent Medicine is to evaluate the supplements you take, because, you know, you hear about all the benefits of different supplements and you take a ton of them, you can actually irritate your stomach. So sometimes you need to take a little bit of a holiday from all the supplements you're taking. Then there's diet. Certain types of foods can have an irritant effect. So we put people on elimination diet. Doesn't necessarily mean just eat bland food, but eliminate some of the major culprits, coffee, alcohol, some foods that may cause irritation. Avoid non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs and aspirin. Yeah, it doesn't make sense to be taking those because those definitely will erode your stomach. My favorite thing for dealing with stomach problems as a supplement is DGL. It's deglycerizinated licorice. You don't want to take just plain licorice because it'll raise your blood pressure, but the DGL has the part of the licorice removed that will raise your blood pressure and potentially dangerously lower your potassium. So you can get pseudoaldosteronism from taking too much licorice. But the DGL is fine. Soothes the stomach. You can suck on the lozenges all day long. And the sugar-free kind don't add a lot of calories. So you can do 8, 10, 12 a day if you want. Just suck on them and they will soothe your stomach. Also, a product that I like is Endefin. E-N-D-E-F-E-N. It's available in full script, and it's a powder that you dissolve in water, and it contains some DGL, but other things like marshmallow root that have a demulcent effect and soothe the irritated mucosa. Aloe vera juice or gel can be helpful. You want to take the kind that's additive-free. When it comes to dry mouth, my favorite product is a product called Rain, which is available from the folks who make Clear. That's the nasal spray and the spry gum that we like. Rain is kind of lubricating for the mouth and moisturizing, but it also contains xylitol. A lot of people develop terrible dental problems from a dry mouth. It may be due to medication. It may be due to radiation. Perhaps they've had oral cancer. And so their salivary glands aren't lubricating their mouth and gums, and they get terrible gum recession, periodontal disease, and bacteria proliferate in that environment. And the xylitol has an antibacterial effect. So it's a great combination. It's a product called, it's called Rain. It's not available in your local drugstore. You can order it online from the folks at Clear, XLEAR.com. So there you have it. All right. Emotional support animals. I've been to public places and conferences, and I see people with emotional support animals. And I usually don't make a big deal, but sometimes, you know, I'm curious and I ask a question, you know, what sort of emotional support animal do you have? What are they designed to do? And they can do amazing things. They can predict whether you are having low blood sugar. They can be helpful for PTSD because they're very comforting. Occasionally a patient will come to my office with an emotional support animal, and it's always lovely because the animals are so well trained. They just curl up under my desk and mind their own business while the patient talks to me. But there's a new emotional support alligators attracting a lot of attention on TikTok. Wally Gator. He's an alligator. He's an emotional support alligator for an individual named Joy Haney, who is currently undergoing radiation for prostate cancer. Imagine that on a plane. Wow. If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flava Naturals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain function, heart health, and full body performance. But you'd have to eat 5 or more ordinary bars a day to get those benefits. Flava Naturals chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of a typical dark chocolate bar. I use it every day. For more information and to order, just go to FlavaNaturals.com. That's FlavaNaturals.com. What do you picture when you think of aging well? Daily energy and vitality, a healthy sex life, maintaining your ability to heal and regenerate? Berkeley Life is dedicated to making these visions a reality. Their supplement supports nitric oxide levels, a foundational molecule supporting a healthy cardiovascular and circulatory system. It's never too early to start aging well. Head to agewellbl.com/Hoffman and use offer code Hoffman for 10% off your first order and free shipping. That's agewellbl.com/Hoffman for Berkeley Life nitric oxide support supplements.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Biden still underwater in his approval ratings, remaining under 50%.
Two sources track how U.S. voters are evaluating the president's job performance. The Rasmussen Daily Presidential Tracking Poll indicates Mr. Biden's total approval at only 45%, with 45% expressing total disapproval. Separately, the 538.com composite shows the president averaging only 42% approval. Comparatively, Mr. Biden's low numbers are within a percentage point of former presidents Trump, Obama, and Clinton. Each of those presidents lost their first midterm elections when the majority in the House of Representatives changed hands. George Williams reporting.
One person killed, 9 remained missing when a float plane crashed in the Puget Sound in Washington State Sunday. The Coast Guard reported the plane was flying from Friday Harbor, a popular tourist destination in the San Juan Islands, to Renton. The crash happened in Mutiny Bay off Whidbey Island, about 40 miles to the northwest of Seattle. A fairly quiet week ahead for economic reports as the financial markets take a Labor Day holiday break Monday.
And Wall Street can use that break following recent heavy losses. Tuesday, there will be a couple of reports focusing on the services sector of the economy. Wednesday, we hear from the Cleveland Fed president prior to release of the Federal Reserve's Beige Book report. Thursday brings the weekly jobs report, along with an update on consumer borrowing in July. A report on wholesale inventories will round out the week on Friday. Rich Thomason reporting.
A series of stabbings at an indigenous community and another town nearby in the Canadian province of Saskatchewan has left 10 people dead, 15 wounded. searching now is on for two suspects. The stabbings took place in multiple locations on the James Smith Cree Nation and in the village of Weldon, northeast of Saskatoon. More at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
Welcome to the worst month of the year for Wall Street.
The average September has been 10 times worse than the second worst month of the year for the U.S. stock market, going back to 1950. Not only that, September has been the only month of the year over that span to turn in a loss more often than a gain. Going back even further, back to 1928, and September is still the most common low month on the totem pole.
Jeremy House reports there's no clear reason explaining why September has been such a bad month for stocks, though there are many hypotheses. The fire-stricken Northern California town of Weed looking over the devastation from a huge wildfire blaze. The latest infernos destroyed homes and other buildings, forced evacuations in the small community. The mill fire had spread to more than 6.6 square miles and about 25% contained. More at townhall.com. The number of students held back for a year of school has surged around the country.
Traditionally, experts have said repeating a grade can hurt kids' social lives and academic futures. But many parents, empowered by new pandemic-era laws, have asked for do-overs to help their children recover from the tumult of remote learning, quarantines, and school staff shortages. 24 of the 28 states that provided data for the most recent academic year saw an increase in the number of students who were held back. Three states, South Carolina, West Virginia and Delaware, saw retention more than double. John Scott reporting.
State governments flush with money are returning billions of dollars to their residents. Already this year, at least 31 states have enacted some form of tax cut or rebate, and that's likely to grow when Missouri and Idaho convene special sessions this month to consider their own tax breaks. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hey, it's time for the Iron Soldier Ride again. I'm Rob Burrows from Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. The Iron Soldier Ride is Sunday, October 2nd. This tradition, started by Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo, is proudly carried on by California Custom Trailers, Power Sports, and Marine on Twinview Boulevard in Redding. To be a sponsor of this fun event, call 530-275-7300. Riders, registration is in the store only. All motorcycles are welcome. $40 registration in advance. 45 day of, you get t-shirt guaranteed on the day of the event, plus scenic ride, swag, lunch, games, and prizes. Register in person today. Learn more about the registration or sponsorship at 530-275-7300. All proceeds provide holiday meals for military families and post 9/11 veterans in need, as well as care packages for our troops. Sign up today at California Custom, 1936 Twinview Boulevard. Call today, 530-275-7300.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and we'll open with a musical variety program known for a certain runaway hit comedy skit starring Don Ameche and Francis Lankford. Then after we hear the Battling Bickersons, we'll visit with a much more mellow couple, the Gooks, Vic and Sade. whereas that second series is the creative child of Central Illinois writer Paul Reimer. The Bickersons was created by a fellow born in Britain who came to the U.S. as a teenager, began his showbiz career writing gags for vaudeville performers. Well, Phil Rapp and actress Fanny Bryce came up with her Baby Snooks character, first performed on the stage and then added to radio. He would also write for the Eddie Cantor Show. His characters, the Bickersons, were featured on various programs, including the Old Gold Hour, Bergen and McCarthy, and the Dreamtime Variety Show. That latter program was much more than just the skit. It also featured Amici as the host, and Langford singing tunes. Plus, there was also future superstar Danny Thomas, and orchestra leader Carmen Dragon. Oh, and be sure to listen for radio and television legend Gail Gordon as the psychiatrist, brought in to help a certain petrified cast member. This is from January 12, 1947.
Ladies and gentlemen, the makers of Dream Shampoo are pleased to present the fifth in a series of new programs written by Phil Rapp, produced by Carlton Alsup, and starring Don Amici.
Blanche, let me sleep, will you?
Danny Thomas.
Just let him try and put me out of this phone booth, that's all.
And Francis Langford, who sings...
Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. My, oh, my, what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine head my way. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. Mr. Bluebird on my shoulder. It's the truth, it's actual. Everything is satisfactual. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. Wonderful feeling, wonderful day. Mr. Bluebird on my shoulder. It's the truth, it's actual. Everything is satisfactual. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. Wonderful feeling, wonderful day. Mr. Bluebird swinging.
And now here is your host for the evening, Don Amici. You can come right over here, Gail. I want you to meet Miss Langford.
An unexpected pleasure.
Thank you.
Francis, this is an old school chum of mine, now a distinguished doctor, Dr. Gail Gordon.
Not the eminent psychiatrist.
You're very kind, Miss Langford.
Walk down the hall with us, Francis. I've been terribly worried about Danny Thomas secluding himself in the telephone booth, and I thought Dr. Gordon might be able to help.
He's so scared of a mic, he jumps when you say Romanov.
I beg your pardon?
That's just a little joke, Doctor. You'll have to steel yourself to a lot of that around here. Wait. On the left-hand side. Can you see Danny's face?
Hypophrenic type. Possibly manic depressive. How long has he been in that catatonic stupor?
Just a minute, Gail. You're looking at Carmen Dragon. Oh, sorry.
Seems like a natural mistake to me. If you'll excuse me, I'll go back to my knitting.
Did you call me, Don?
Carmen, I'd like you to shake hands with Dr. Gordon. This is our musical director, Gail, Carmen Dragon.
Mr. Dragon?
Mr. Doctor? I mean, Dr. Gordon.
Doctor's going to have a look at Danny Thomas, Carmen, about his mic fright.
Huh?
Mr. Dragon, so far as I can determine, there must be some psychological reason above and beyond fear of the microphone that impels Mr. Tompkins to...
Thomas. Danny Thomas.
Yes. That impels Mr. Thomas to withdraw from society and spend 4 weeks in a telephone booth.
What's wrong with that?
You think that's normal, Carmen?
I don't see anything wrong with it.
Well, I'll have to look at you later on.
What for, Doc?
Carmen, Dr. Gordon is a psychiatrist.
Psychiatrist? Oh, are you one of those crazy doctors?
Carmen, go away.
Sure.
Amazing case. Definitely schizoid. Musician, you say?
That's right.
Wind instrument, no doubt. Has a startling effect on the cortex. Notice the shuffling gait, the lackluster eyes.
Girls, your hair will never lackluster if you use Dream.
Toby, why do you keep doing that?
Oh, I didn't mean to disturb you, Don. Just perusing my Dream discourse.
Well, just be good enough to do your perusing in the proper place. Honestly, Gail, I've never run into so many weird people in all...
Astounding personality. Pronounced symptoms of huckstermania. coupled with Goniff's disease. I'm delighted that you asked me down here, Don.
Well, I'm glad you like it. It's driving me nuts.
I can't wait to probe the psyche of that Tompkins lad.
Thomas. Danny Thomas.
Yeah. I imagine he'll present a number of facets.
Wait a minute, Gail. There goes that Reed again. You see him? He's going to the phone booth with Danny. They have some sort of weekly rendezvous.
Extremely interesting. I wonder if we might eavesdrop.
Psychiatrist, huh? Say he's a friend of Amici's?
That's right, Danny. And if they try anything with you, boy, I'll...
Take it easy, Toby. I'll handle it. They think I'm goofy, huh?
You're the only sane one around here, Danny.
Show that doctor a thing or two. I'll give him some of his own medicine.
Well, I kind of thought you'd like me to tip you off, you know.
Oh, I appreciate it plenty, Toby. And just to show you how grateful I am, well, go ahead, Toby.
Right now?
Certainly. Read the whole commercial to me. And don't skip a word.
Oh, gee, thanks. Move over a little, will you, Danny?
Sure. Oh, Toby, that phone's disconnected.
Oh, well, what's the difference as long as you hear me?
Okay.
Hello, girls? Listen. When it's important for you to look your glamorous best, make sure your hair is radiantly clean, lovely to look at, thrilling to touch. Bring out all the romantic beauty of your hair by using Dreen Shampoo with Hair Conditioning Action. You see, Dreen Shampoo reveals all the loveliness of any girl's hair. Now, that's because Dreen is not a soap shampoo and never leaves dingy, dulling film on hair, as all soaps do. Dreen dramatizes all the soft, thrilling texture of your hair, reveals all its hidden beauty, as much as 33% more luster than any soap shampoo. And Dreen does not dry out hair. Instead, its fragrant, freshening whipped cream leather leaves hair soft and smooth and oh so beautifully behaved. So girls, for lovely, lustrous hair, use Dreen shampoo with Hair Conditioning Action. Use it at home or ask for it in your beauty shop. Buy it at all drug, department, and 10-cent stores. Remember, no other shampoo leaves your hair more lustrous, yet so easy to manage. Dreen. D-R-E-N-E.
That's very, very nice, Toby.
Hello, Danny. Are we interrupting anything?
Oh, not at all. And, Toby, you may run along now, and you needn't worry about your brother's kleptomania. That's easily controlled by mild sedatives and a sharp rapping on the knuckles with a spiked club.
Thank you. Danny.
And if you have any recurrence of that dream, I'll attempt to break it down. Although I imagine it was pretty broken down to begin with. Well, goodbye, Toby. Now, what can I do for you, Don?
Well, you can come out of that telephone booth and meet Dr. Mr. Tompkins.
Thomas, sir. Danny Thomas.
Yes.
Your advice to the young man regarding his brother's affliction leads me to believe you're acquainted with psychiatry.
Superficially. However, I do know a great deal about kleptomania.
Really?
Oh, yes. I had it when it first came out. I loved to steal women's clothing. Lifted a lady's petticoat when I was knee-high to a bargain counter.
Very precocious.
My first slip. Now, what's your trouble?
Danny, what are you trying to...
Donald, please. Now, Mr. Thompson.
Tompkins.
Thomas. Now, listen, Danny, this gentleman is a psychiatrist, Dr. Gordon. He's here to help you.
Help me? Help me what?
Help me get over these terrible phobias you've developed.
What phobias? I'm not afraid of anything.
Why, you can't even face a microphone.
I can, too. But I faint. I mean, nobody's perfect. Look at the doctor. He can't even remember my name. Calls me Mr. Tompkins. What's my name, Dr. Gerson?
Gordon.
See, he thinks my name is Gordon.
His name is Gordon.
And why does he think I'm him? Do we look alike?
You just called him Gerson.
Why?
How do I know? I'm all confused.
You're in a bad way, Amici. Maybe the doctor should...
Stop it, you big oaf. No, let's not get hysterical, please. Mr. Tompkins.
Gerson.
Yes. We can approach this problem rationally. Tell me, how long is it that you've been seeing this huge silver fish floating in front of your eyes?
Silver fish? I never see any silver fish.
Oh, excuse me, I'm thinking of another patient. Very interesting case. Chap by the name of Thrift. For the last 2 years,
look,
we've been seeing...
Doc, we've already spread a minute and a half, and he's still got a song to do. Move it along, will you?
Mr. Thomas, would you submit to analysis?
No. Give me a little time, that's all. I'll come out of here as soon as I feel strong enough. There's nothing wrong with me, honest.
On the contrary, you're in great trouble.
Oh, no.
You have an obsessive neurosis that's rapidly becoming worse, and unless you submit to treatment, there's no telling what will happen.
What? No, Don.
Come on out, you coward. He isn't going to hurt you. Drop your inhibitions and let him probe your psyche.
I will not.
Then I'm afraid you'll become a victim of phonophobia, an incurable condition if it isn't caught in the early stages.
Oh, no.
Yes. That ailment rapidly degenerates into Tittlebat's posture.
Oh, no.
The prime symptom of Stunk's delusion.
No!
Will you come out?
No, no, go away!
Well, it's hopeless. The man's too resistive.
Oh, come on, Doc, leave him alone. I hope they take him away in a restraining sheet.
How do you like that? Stunk's delusion. So that's a psychiatrist. Well, I can say anyone who goes to him ought to have his head examined. Big oaf. Big oaf, Amici calls me. I should have said, I'm not even married, I should have said. Then he should have said, what's being married got to do with it? Then I should have said, well, if I'm an oaf, where's my eye? I should have said. I'm nuts. No, that's what the argument was about. Big psychiatrist. What's so tough about being a psychiatrist? I know psychiatry backwards. I do. Trochiasip. That's silly. That's not backwards. That's sideways and upside down. I could be the greatest psychiatrist in the world. Sure, why not? It's a free country. I'm a citizen. I can just see me now in my office. Oh, no, no, no. Demonstrating to a gallery of doctors in Europe.
And the eyes of the entire medical world were focused upon the fabulous psychiatrist, Dr. Sigmund Thomas, as he began the analysis on Misha Amici, demented bass player at the La Scala Opera House in Milan, Italy.
Now, just relax, senor. Close your eyes.
I'm a close.
What bothers you?
Well, you told me I should stop playing the bass at fiddler for 2 weeks.
Right.
Yesterday, I'm going back into the opera house. They're playing a Carmen. Mm. 25 years I play Carmen, but I never did the city opera. So I bought for myself a ticket.
Go on.
You know in the second act where they sing the Toreador song?
Yes.
For 25 years, I played that song like this. Boom, 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 boom. What do you think? Hmm. Comes out. Dum, 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 dum. I tell you, I'm losing my mind.
Well, just relax. Just relax, senor. You're perfectly safe in my hands. But I'll have to question you before I find the reason for your mental fall. Then I'll tell you what goes on within your mind. But don't be nervous, because it's nothing at all. Do you sew up all your pockets and touch wet electric sockets and cut paper dolls for hour after hour? Do you like to sit on fire and eat razor blades and wire and put sugar in your soup to make it sour?
Oh, sure.
Do you like to squeeze your finger in a door or in a ringer? Do you wear your sneakers when you're dressing formal? Do you sleep in a deep freezer? Do you think you're Julius Caesar?
Oh, yes.
You're normal. Do you like your teeth to hurt you or your sweetheart to desert you? Would you give $1.50 for a nickel?
Sure.
Do you sleep with all your hats on and your garters and your spats on? And if your barber shaved your nose off, would it tickle?
Sure.
You think that you're a cricket? Do you like to pay a ticket? Would you walk the ocean here from the Dover? And do you get a cozy feeling when you're lying on the ceiling?
Oh, yes.
Move over. Now, I know a way that may sidetrack this insanity you're on the brink of. Look, I'll say a word, and you answer back with the very first word you think of. For instance, if I say yes, you say no. If I say stop, you say go. All right? Let's start. Okay. We'll do it now. Shut up! Oh, you like those two guys. Now, let's start. Up.
Lana Turner.
What's Lana Turner got to do with it?
Nothing. She's the first thing I always think of.
Oh. Okay. Once more now. Old.
New.
Me.
You.
Red.
Blue.
Foot.
Shoe.
Don't.
Spaghetti.
Spaghetti? What made you think of that?
I'm hungry.
Oh. All right, let's try again. Horn.
Root.
Shirt.
Suit.
Steel.
Loot.
Cheer.
Root.
Kill.
Roy.
Not Kilroy. You don't get the idea. Now, look, you say the words to me, and I'll show you what I mean.
Okay.
Sylvia Sidney.
Huh?
Lana Turner's not my type. Okay, once more.
Truth.
Lie.
Spend.
Buy.
Cook.
Fry.
Live.
Die.
Laugh.
Corned beef hash. I don't like spaghetti. Now, let's continue with this analysis. Shut that door! Do you like the recreation of a pleasant long vacation? Do you feel good when you get a raise in wages? Now, do you speak when you are talking? Do you move when you are walking? And when you're reading, do you like a book with pages? Do you laugh when things are funny? Do you like a lot of money? Does a brandy after dinner make you lazy? Tell me, do you like to be admired? And do you rest when you are tired?
Oh, yes!
You're crazy. If you think you're Julius Caesar, your mind's a hollow shell. 'Cause I'm Mark Antony, and I know Caesar well. Good night, Julius.
You're listening to the Dreamtime Variety Show featuring the Bickersons on When Radio Was. We'll get right back to it after this short break.
It's the Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR. Driving around in a dirty car can impair your visibility, and removing the dirt from your vehicle is essential in keeping you safe. That's why you need to stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Here's a few safety tips from Quick and Clean. Clear up the clutter by keeping a trash bag in your vehicle. Keep your phone charger in the center console, grocery bags in the seat back pocket, and an emergency kit in the trunk. Just a few safety tips from Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean!
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246-YMCA. Or go online to sfymca.org.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Hi, Rob Burrows here from Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. We'd like to remind you to consider donating any leftover Halloween candy we can send to our troops during our Christmas packaging event. If you would like to donate leftover candy for packages for the troops or non-perishable food items for our holiday meals for veterans and families of those deployed, please call the Northern California Veterans Museum at 378-2280. That's 378-2280. And again, thanks for your generous support.
Can't sit up. My head will fall off. Why do you always have to talk in the middle of the night?
When else can I talk to you? You come home for dinner and bury your head in the paper, never a word out of you, and you tell me you have to go to bed early because you have insomnia.
Well, I have. It takes me hours to fall asleep.
It took you all of 30 seconds tonight.
Well, this was a good night. Good night.
John. John. I went over to see the Marvin's new baby this afternoon. The beautiful child. Do you know their first one is over a year old?
I hope so.
He's been walking since he was 8 months.
He must be awful tired. I am, too.
Children are such a blessing. It's wonderful to watch them grow up. You'd be surprised how many childless couples are adopting children.
I better have another aspirin. Boy, well, I got a headache.
John, don't you miss the patter of tiny feet around the house?
No, I don't, Blanche. Children are wonderful, all right, but you have to be able to afford them. All this talk of adopting... What the devil is that?
What's what?
That. Put the lights on.
John.
Blanche, don't tell me that you went out and...
It's only a dog, silly. I got a little puppy.
A dog? What do we need dogs for? Where's the aspirin? Why, what did you get a dog
now
for?
Now, don't get hysterical.
Where is that little beast? I can hear it, but I can't see it.
He's right there in the bureau. I've got him in your shirt drawer.
You put him in there with my shirt?
He won't suffocate. The drawer's open.
Blanche, you know I'm allergic to dog hair. It gives me sinus trouble. Where's the aspirin?
You're just a big hypochondriac. You imagine those allergies like you do your insomnia.
I tell you, I'm allergic to dogs. They make me... You see? Get rid of that thing. He'll whine all night and keep me awake.
The man said he'll keep quiet if you give him one of those worm pills.
Well, where are they?
On the night table by your bed.
How do you give a dog... Where?
They're on the night table by your bed.
There's nothing here except the aspirins.
The aspirins are in the medicine cabinet.
Well, how can they be in the medicine... Blanche, what have I been eating? No wonder my headache won't go away. Why do you do these things to me? Send for a doctor.
Don't carry on so. If they're good for a dog, they won't hurt you. Go to sleep.
Go to sleep, she tells me. Here I am dying from dog poisoning. My head is splitting. And she knows I'm allergic to dogs. Hides the aspirin and makes... shut up! I don't know. I get up so early. Never get another wink of sleep as long as...
John. Gesundheit.
Thanks.
I can see how much sleep I'm going to get tonight. We'll have to get rid of the puppy.
Well, now you're talking.
I want you to take him down to the dog pound.
Okay, I'll do it on my way to work.
You go in the opposite direction.
Well, I'll go out of my way.
You say it, but you won't do it. You'd better take him now.
What?
Go on, get up. Take the puppy to the dog pound.
Blanche, are you out of your mind? It's after 2 a.m.
They're open all night. Go on, get up and take him.
Why, I never heard of such a thing. You know, I went to bed with a splitting headache, and I had to take 12 worm pills to fall asleep.
You take the dog to the pound quick enough if Gloria Gooseby asks you to.
How do you always manage to work the conversation around to Gloria Gooseby? Shut up!
Well, if you wouldn't shout so much, maybe the puppy would be able to sleep.
What's the use? Good night.
I thought it would be nice to have a little dog, especially when we move into our new apartment.
Still have a year to go on this one.
Our lease expired Friday.
I renewed it yesterday.
I canceled it this morning. Amos is raffling off the apartment for me.
That's a good idea. Amos is what?
Amos sold 500 tickets at $2 apiece, and the winner moves into our apartment tomorrow.
Oh, Blanche, no. No, I don't believe it. We'll be on the street.
Amos said he'll find us a new place in a jiffy.
Jiffy? Haven't you heard there's a housing shortage? Where will he find a place?
Well, I bought a ticket myself. It's a wonderful chance. Lovely three-room apartment, large kitchen, big closets. It's worth $2, and we might get it.
Get it? We got it now!
I know, but even if we don't win, we get the $1,000 Amos collected for the rest of the tickets.
Look, Blanche, I gave the landlord a $1,200 bonus to renew the lease, so now I'm out $200 and I got no place to live.
Sounds like pretty poor business to me. Why do you make such deals?
Now, look, Blanche.
The trouble with you, John, is that you're too conservative.
Look, Blanche.
If you shake up some of the deals that Amos has, we might be able to live as nicely as he does.
Blanche.
He's been living at the Biltmore Hotel for a year.
He sleeps on a billiard table. Look out, where's my slippers?
What are you going to do?
Let me get to that phone. I'll shoot down. Ooh, put on the lights.
The lights are on. Open your eyes.
Oh, there's the phone. I know it's going to ring, and I want to be ready when it does. Hello.
Excuse me.
Drop dead! Wait a minute. That wasn't Amos. Who? I'll get it. Amos.
Hi, Jocko. What are you doing up this time of night?
Packing, Amos. We're moving. Haven't you heard?
Well, aren't you going to invite me in? I'd like to look the place over.
You mean...
Yep. I won the raffle. Darnest luck I ever saw.
Who drew the ticket, Amos?
Fair and square. I wouldn't take a chance having some phony draw it, so I drew it myself.
What a coincidence. Get out of here!
What's the matter with you, Jocko? You got $1,000 coming, and if you're worried about a place to live, I'll rent you the garage. You haven't got a car anymore.
Get out of here before I hit you with a cleaver.
Okay, Jocko, you don't have to get sore.
And you better give the money back to the people you sold tickets to, or you'll have a lot of explaining to do.
Not me, brother. You'll have to do the explaining. I'll tell them you won. Good night, Jocko.
That guy will wind up on a chain gang as sure.
Was it Amos? Who won?
I did. Now, at last, I can go to sleep in my own bed without worrying.
No, you can't, dear. The dog's in there.
Nuts. I'll sleep in the garage.
From January 12, 1947, Don Ameche and Francis Langford as the Bickersons, a hit comedy skit that was presented on the Dreamtime Variety Show. Oh, and by the way, Dreamtime orchestra leader Carmen Dragon is the father of Daryl Dragon, the captain in the 1970s pop group The Captain and Tennille. I'm Greg Bell, and next on Win Radio was Art Van Harvey and Bernadine Flynn as Vic and Sade. We'll be right back.
Sam Spade Detective Agency.
Steely. Seasoned. Smart alecky. The storied San Francisco snooper is back. Share the exciting exploits of Dashiell Hammett's famous gumshoe with Radio Spirit's thrilling 8-hour CD collection, The Adventures of Sam Spade, Lawless.
In most murder cases, there are too many suspects, too many motives, and too many clues from the very beginning. I've been on this one 3 hours, and I succeeded in turning up no suspects, no clues, and the most shameful thing of all, I had lost the body of the victim.
As crass as he is charismatic, this dynamic detective attracts a curious clientele. There are gentlemen who tend to drop dead.
He was hugging the carpet between the front and rear seats, and when I nudged him, he didn't move. He'd been shot at closer range than Gordon Martini, and the killer had used only one slug. It was planted in the base of his brain.
And there are ladies who are drop-dead gorgeous.
The only thing wrong with Sugar Cane's dance was the dancing, but the customers didn't seem to mind, and I didn't either. It was a pleasure to size her up carefully, as I would have felt obliged to do anyway in my professional capacity.
For a limited time, The Adventures of Sam Spade Lawless is being made available to our listeners at 60% off the regular price. Get 16 of the series' most madcap capers on 8 compact discs for only $12.78. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code SAM77 to save yourself some money.
Money's not what I really want.
What do you want?
Someone I can trust.
Me too, sugar.
Oh, Sam, you're what I want. Say you want me too. Please say it.
We will say that this offer ends soon. So order The Adventures of Sam Spade Lawless today at Radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code SAM77.
Good night, Sam.
Good night, sweetheart.
This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Dog psychology. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. It's no secret that petting a dog reduces blood pressure and that having a dog around can significantly reduce stress. But I wonder if you knew that even just observing a dog can be pretty healthy for you to do. Because as you watch dogs, you will find that they don't seem to fret too much about the past or future, but instead are fully present in the moment. The psychology of the dog is to live in the now, even effortlessly. I mean, can you imagine a dog saying to himself, I just got to let the past go, and I just got to quit sweating the future. I just need to be more present. I mean, that would be kind of weird if we found out that dogs wrestle with their self-talk like we do. So dog psychology is to live in the present. And guess what? Human psychology could learn a lot from that. For more wisdom from all species, listen to Tackling Life, my new podcast with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
Welcome back to When Radio Was, where it's time for Vic and Sade, starring Art Van Harvey and Bernadine Flint, with Billy Idelson as their son, Rush. The commercial announcer is future game show legend Ralph Edwards. And this is from March 27th, 1940.
Now get ready to smile again with radio's home folks, Crisco's Vic and Sade, brought to you by Procter & Gamble. 4 more days, that's right, just 4 more days to enter Crisco's exciting all-cash contest. Just 4 more days to put in your bid for that glorious top prize of $5,000 cash. Now think of the joy that small fortune could bring your family, or think of what you could do with one of those 100 second prizes, each $50 cash. But think now before it's too late, because this thrilling all-cash contest closes forever at midnight this Sunday, March 31st. Now, maybe you can win that $5,000 in Crisco's new contest that's so easy and so much fun. Just complete this sentence in 25 words or less. Now, listen. I like new SureMix Crisco for cakes because... Say, to make it even easier for you to win one of these 101 grand cash prizes, we've supplied your dealer with free recipes for Crisco's new pineapple coconut cake. Now, you don't have to make this cake to enter the contest, but if you do, writing sentence endings will be a cinch. You see, that cake is a big two-layer one with luscious pineapple filling and coconut top frosting. It'll give you ideas just like that, because that cake will be the best eating cake you've ever made. Let me tell you why. New SureMix Crisco is the result of a patented discovery. A discovery that makes new SureMix Crisco give you cakes that can be higher, lighter, and tenderer than those you can make with any other shortening we know of. Now, isn't that an amazing promise? And Crisco is the only shortening that can make you this promise. Now, one big reason for these better-eating SureMix Crisco cakes is the creamy new cake batter Crisco gives you. Why, it's the only cake batter you can feel sure will never separate or curdle. Why, there's an idea. You might end that sentence something like this. I like new SureMix Crisco for cakes because I get a new type cake batter that gives me better eating cakes than ever before. Isn't that simple? So stock up with Crisco today and go after one of those grand cash prizes before it's too late. You may win $5,000 cash or one of these 100 second prizes, each $50 cash. Now remember, just complete this sentence in 25 words or less. I like new SureMix Crisco for cakes because... And then with each entry, mail your name and address and a Crisco label, any size or facsimile. Address Vic and Sade, Cincinnati, Ohio. That's Vic and Sade, Cincinnati, Ohio. This contest is open to residents of the United States, Canada, and Hawaii, except employees of Procter & Gamble, their advertising agencies, and their families. Entries judged solely on originality and aptness of thought. Duplicate prizes will be awarded in case of ties, and decision of the judges is final. You can get printed rules and the recipe for that delicious pineapple coconut cake on the contest entry blanks at your store. But hurry, send your entries in today. Remember that $5,000 prize.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sir, it's late afternoon as our scene opens now. And here in the kitchen of the small house halfway up in the next block, we find Mrs. Victor Gook all by herself. She's removing her hat and overcoat because she's just returned from a downtown shopping expedition. And, uh-oh, here's somebody else arriving home. Mr. Rush Gook. Listen.
Why don't you wait for me when I hollered?
I wasn't going to stand out in the alley and freeze to death.
I'd have walked home with you.
Oh, walked home with me. From the garbage box to the house, about 10 feet. I'd have to be awful hard up for your company to do that.
It kind of embarrassed me. There I was talking with Leroy Snow. I see my mother up ahead. I holler for her to wait. She spurns me. I wouldn't be surprised at what Leroy got the impression I'm a nincompoop around the place.
You are. When'd you get home from school?
Just now.
Well, didn't you come home and then go away again?
No. After seventh-hour classes, a bunch of us went down to the gym to shoot baskets.
Well, that's funny. The door was unlocked.
You probably forgot to lock it when you left to go downtown.
I did not. I put the key back of the bucket on the wash bench.
Maybe Gov's here.
Vic? No, I don't think so. It's only a few minutes past 4, and he said...
Yeah?
There he is, upstairs.
Yes, eh?
I just hollered to see if you were home, is all.
I'll be down in just a second.
I presume... Hey, what's that stuff?
Where?
Beside the sink.
I don't know.
Looks like clothes.
Well, what's underneath there?
Box, I guess. Looks like a typewriter case.
Don't
or...
bother my things beside the sink, kiddo. When do you expect Rush home?
He's home now.
Well, that's fine. I'm liable to need him.
There's an instrument case, Mom.
Doctors?
No, musicians. This box has probably got an oboe in it or a
Miss
flute.
Miss Apparat phoned a few minutes ago.
Did she? What'd she want?
I never said. She's going to call again around supper time. Oh, here you are, Sam.
Well?
Hello. Stick close to the premises unless you have other arrangements. Chances are I'll want you to run an errand.
What's that box thing beside the sink?
You'd never guess in the wide, wide world. Kiddo.
Uh-huh.
What you going to do this evening?
Nothing that I know of. Why?
What you going to do this evening, George?
I have to usher for the band concert in the high school auditorium.
That right?
Me and 7 other guys got the job ushering.
Well, look. When you're doing your ushering, just cast your eyes up on the stage and take a glance at the brass section.
Why?
You'll see your father sitting there playing the cornet.
Oh.
There's my cornet. There's my band uniform.
What you talking about? I think your father's got some loose bananas in the beans.
Sounds like it.
I'm not fooling you one bit, kiddo. I'm playing first cornet of the band tonight. I trust you'll be there to applaud. Rush, will you open yonder instrument case and extract there from my trusty horn?
Sure.
Also, fetch the uniform that's there on top and lay it on the table.
Okay.
Whose stuff is that?
The cornet and the band uniform are both the property of L.W. Sloan.
What you doing with them?
This evening at the high school, I'm going to wear the uniform and blow the horn. I'd advise you to get a snappy front seat. Adolf, usher your mother to a choice location tonight.
This looks like a high-class cornet.
It is. Cost L.W. Sloan $100. Be careful you don't drop it or tarnish it. No, kiddo, here's the way it is. L.W. Sloan's sick and can't be in the concert. Ed Weeney, he's the leader, you know, phoned me up at the office this afternoon and asked if I'd take Sloan's place. There ain't any too many guys in the band, see, and he wants the outfit to look as big as it possibly can. So I dropped by Sloan's house and picked up the uniform and the cornet. He and I are about the same size. That's why I was asked.
But you can't play any cornet.
I know it.
Well, then what's the idea?
I'm just going to pretend to play it. Hold it up to my mouth and work the plungers up and down. There won't be anybody know the difference.
How crazy.
No. I'm doing the band boys a good turn. See, they want to put up as good an appearance as they possibly can. They want every chair filled and every instrument used. I told Ed Weeney I'd be glad to help out.
You're listening to Vic and Sade on When Radio Was. We'll be right back.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
From plumbing to electrical and much more, if you need help with a household problem, Calgary company I See What You See matches experts with customers virtually using FaceTime, Zoom, or whatever. Guillermo Salazar from I See What You See explains.
Obviously, we're very accustomed to, you know, FaceTime. We're accustomed to Zoom calls, right? But there's nothing for that field work, and so that's where we fill that gap. And give them a virtual alternative that manages the privacy, that makes it instant on demand, so you're not trying to fumble with an app. There's no app required. You just click on a link It enables a whole new channel of commerce for a lot of these vendors that can provide virtual service instantly and actually charge for it.
And I See What You See is one of many Calgary companies looking for you. Thinking about a career in the tech sector? Head over to livelifelovetech.com. That's livelifelovetech.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone. And AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-397-6805. 800-397-6805. 800-397-6805. That's 800-397-6805.
Shopping for cars online is slow. Checking all those different sites, one by one, Auto Tempest doesn't like slow. That's why we sponsor NASCAR driver Chris Buescher in the number 17 Ford Mustang. It's also why we created a powerful search engine that will scour all the top car shopping sites, letting you search used car listings from across the internet in one search. Why waste time searching each site separately? Use Auto Tempest instead. Find all the cars. AutoTempest.com. All the cars. One search.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest. Sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Oh, you're back just in time for more of Vic and Sade on When Radio Was.
But you can't play any cornet.
I know it.
Well, then what's the idea?
I'm just going to pretend to play it. Hold it up to my mouth and work the plungers up and down. There won't be anybody know the difference.
How crazy.
No. I'm doing the band boys a good turn. See, they want to put up as good an appearance as they possibly can. They want every chair filled and every instrument used. I told Edwini I'd be glad to help out. The band is a community project, and as a good citizen, I can do no less than... Hand it here one side.
Sure is shiny and nice.
You betcha.
What tune are you going to play?
My music's there in the case. Get it, will you?
Well, you've never even tooted a horn before, have you?
Don't even know how.
And you're going to sit up there on the stage in front of everybody with that gold-braided suit on and act like you're tooting?
Sure.
Ridiculous.
No, it's not.
You'll throw the other fellas off their music.
I'm not going to really blow this, you understand? There won't be a sound out of me. All I'll do is puff out my cheeks and work these button things up and down.
Here's your band pieces, guy.
Oh, thanks. See what we're going to play, kiddo?
Mm-hmm.
These are my cornet parts. I play these notes written along this page. What's this first note, you know, Rush?
B-flat, I guess. Not sure.
B-flat, see, say? I start out with B-flat. What's B-flat sound like, son?
Oh, B... Play it on your horn once.
I can't.
Here's some cornet player.
The people that patronize the high school auditorium tonight will think I'm as good enough cornet player. They'll see me getting red in the face from blowing and my fingers pumping these do-funnies up and down like a house of fire.
What if the audience hollers for a solo?
In that case, I'll probably be exposed and get tarred and feathered and run out of town. Look at the selections we're going to render, kiddo. The Green Dragon March, Hunkelman Academy Salute, Three Little Girls Tripping to School, Bright Birds in the Forest, Rhapsody in F-sharp Major, Clark Street Stump, whole smear of high-class tunes. Rush, how's this number start out?
I haven't had to read any music since I left Edward's school go. Forgot all I ever knew about it.
Well, you can figure out the notes, can't you?
Well, this first one's A, I think.
Well, how's she sound?
A.
Well, what's the next one?
C.
Let's hear it.
C.
Wonder how you make it go on this horn. Maybe if I fiddle around it a little, I bet the middle do jigger make C.
You don't expect to learn to play your cornet by tonight, do you?
No, but I might pick up a few tricks.
Oh, Vic, I don't like this at all.
Why?
Oh, you making a spectacle of yourself.
I'm not going to make any spectacle of myself.
Sitting in the band all dressed up in gold braid pretending you're playing music.
Well, the audience won't know I'm pretending.
Fred and Ruthie are going to this concert tonight. And Miss Apparat and Miss Brighton. Everybody.
So what?
Well, they know you can't play a horn.
I repeat, so what?
They'll think they're seeing nightmares. Mr. Gook that can't carry a tune in a bushel basket out of a clear sky playing in the band.
Once again, I ask, so what?
Well, I'll feel like a fool.
Why?
People will stare at me.
Oh.
Won't everybody bombard me with questions while I'm ushering? I never knew your father played the cornet. How long has he been in the band?
They'll ask me that, too.
That's okay. Let them ask.
What'll I tell them? That my husband's just making out like he's tooting?
Anybody gets vulgarly curious, change the subject. Say, wasn't that last selection peachy, Miss Applewright? That music goes right down to my toes, Mr. Larts.
It's crazy, Vic.
No, now listen. They need somebody to help fill up the stage and give the band a bigger look. I'm being a nice fella to help them out. Because I kind of like the idea of wearing a uniform.
You'll make yourself ridiculous.
How?
Oh, just well.
On the contrary, I expect to cut quite a fancy figure. I'll sit upright in my chair, study my music with a strong, manly eye.
Oh, your music.
Sure, my music.
Besides, it's dishonest.
What is?
Letting on like you're playing pieces on a horn when really you're not making a sound.
Oh, shucks.
Why, Ruthie and them will faint.
Fine.
If you're determined to do this, why don't you just lay the cornet in your lap?
Well, the other guys are playing, you mean?
Yes.
Well, wouldn't I be a hot-looking musician?
Be better than cheating.
Oh, cheating.
It's nothing but cheating.
Oh, forget it, kiddo. I probably won't be arrested for this cheating I'm going to do. What's that selection you got there, Rush?
The Dance of the Primroses.
I believe that's along about the middle of the program. Very pretty piece. See, Sade, all the notes I play?
You don't know them notes from beans.
Perhaps not, but those who come to hear the band concert will think I'm throwing in frills by the dozen. Ed Greeny's going to show me how to hold the cornet tonight and give me tips about pushing down the valves and all that. Occasionally, I'll lean over and study my music real hard, like I'm not sure whether the next note's a flat or a sharp. Ka-chan?
Oh, my.
Bill, what's this question?
I call it D.
How's she go?
D.
D.
A little higher. D.
D?
Yeah.
See, kiddo? It's not hard to play the cornet.
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block. There we leave Crisco's Vic and Sade until the next time. Now remember, just 4 more days to enter Crisco's exciting cash contest. Top prize, $5,000, and 100 second prizes, each $50 cash. Just complete this sentence in 25 words or less. I like new Sure Mix Crisco for cakes because... Then mail with each entry your name and address and a Crisco label, any size or facsimile. Address Vic and Sade, Cincinnati, Ohio. But hurry, all entries must be postmarked on or before midnight this Sunday. Don't forget to listen to Crisco's Vic and Sade the next time. This is Ralph Edwards speaking.
From March 27th, 1940. Announcer Ralph Edwards was just 26 years old at the time, and that very same month he introduced his radio game show, Truth or Consequences, which he also hosted. It went on to air on radio for 17 years, and it also spent decades on television. Ralph Edwards was also the original TV host, but he later gave way to Bob Barker, who hosted Truth or Consequences from 1956 to 1975. I'm Greg Bell, and earlier we heard Don Ameche hosting the Dreamtime variety show, as well as playing husband John in the Bickerson sketch. And my question this time is about his film career. In his mid-70s, Ameche had a prominent role in a 1983 John Landis-directed hit comedy starring Dan Aykroyd, Eddie Murphy, and Jamie Lee Curtis. I'll name it, then wrap up when radio was right after this.
Music CafeRewind.com is serving Cafe Culture 100 songs to enjoy with your coffee. A perfect blend of music from across the globe.
Perdido, I look for my heart, it's perdido. I lost it way down in Torito.
Stir in world-class artists such as Sergio Mendes from Brazil, Django Reinhardt and Edith Piaf from France, Compay Segundo from Brazil, Leonard Kwan from Hawaii, plus Louis Armstrong, Dean Martin, Julie London, and Acker Bilk from the United States, to name just a few.
Só privilegiados têm ouvido igual ao seu.
Won't you stop and take a little time out with me? Just take five.
Get Cafe Culture today at MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556 and pay only $21.98 for this 4-CD World Music Collection. Plus, receive a bonus of reduced shipping by using promo code CAFE77.
De noche, cuando la luna sale a pasear, y van los astros a enamorar.
Take the journey with MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556. Experience Cafe Culture 100 songs to enjoy with your coffee today. Use promo code CAFE77 to save on shipping. That's MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556 now. Remember promo code CAFE77 for reduced shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Hey, I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights. You can find out more about us at GearhartLaw.com. Along with Elizabeth, we host Passage to Profit, The Road to Entrepreneurship.
Here's Roy Hosing, founder of Brilliance for Business and author of Be Different or Be Dead.
What makes you special? Why should I buy from you as opposed to your competitor? Give me some compelling reason. And it's not because you claim you're the best in customer service, because quite frankly, that's subjective. That's your view of yourself. What I had to do is figure out how to be really, really granular in defining what makes me special. And I came up with this concept that I created called the only statement. So it doesn't say that we're best or we're better. It says we are the only ones who. Now, only is powerful because it's binary. It either exists or it doesn't.
This Passage to Profit Minute was brought to you by Gearhart Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights, serving entrepreneurs worldwide.
To find a broadcast near you, visit our website at passagetoprofitshow.com.
Welcome back. Before the break, I was talking about veteran radio film actor and singer Don Ameche. And I mentioned that in his mid-70s, he had a prominent role in a 1983 hit comedy. He was one half of the cruel millionaire brothers, the Dukes, in the Eddie Murphy, Dan Aykroyd comedy Trading Places. He was Mortimer, with Ralph Bellamy as his brother Randall. Well, I'm Greg Bell, and that'll do it, but hey, visit us at our website. It's whenradiowas.com. And until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by Radiospirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.